KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Yeah! Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Break down those tiles or remove the paint. So if that's the direction you're going in, you definitely want to go with a pro who can mitigate this for you and get it out of there. If it's for you, I just, you know, take precautions and make sure I'm very careful when working around it and sealing it in. I can remember, Jim, I don't know if you remember this, when Henry was first born, I mean, he was little, he was like around one-ish, I put central air conditioning in the house, and I have a very old home. And I guess in the process of them doing some of the work and cutting in vents or whatnot, something got on Henry's hand. We went for a physical. They did a blood work, like a prick on his finger, and it showed like a very minuscule trace amount of lead. And they determined it to be from the surface of his finger and not in his system. But I'm telling you, the calls from the state and Child Protective Services and whatnot, just to determine that, you know, we weren't living in a home in shambles or mistreating the child. So it's like it's taken very seriously, at least I know in the state of New York. So if Margaret or anybody listening is out there wants to do some work where there is for sure lead exposure or lead in the paint or the tile, make sure you take it seriously because it can cause a lot of damages to you.
Good tip, Leslie. All right, Leslie, now we have Gonzalo, who's trying to seal up things at his house and make it more efficient. How can we help out, Gonzalo?
I recently finished an air sealing project to make my home a little more energy efficient. I was able to reduce the CFM50 from about 3,400 to 1,700, but I'd like to get it lower than that. I'm concerned that one source of infiltration might be an extension that was built into the house, you know, maybe 3 decades ago.
Well, you know, Gonzalo, it kind of occurs to us that a lot of times when people are trying to seal up their homes, it's kind of a guessing game rather than specific science. Because when you are attacking those drafty spots, you kind of want to be going to the spot where you know the draft is coming, because then you're going to make the biggest difference. You can't really just attack it in general and be like, well, it'll happen. It'll work eventually. You kind of have to know. So it is hard to say because there's so many places. And it's kind of interesting to see what's causing a big air leak and what's causing, you know, not so much of a big one. So, yeah, there are those tests by the energy company. company that can tell you really what those issues are. And, you know, you can actually, it seems like from your question that you cut your CFM in half. So maybe you've already done some of this energy testing, but what I would do in this case is I would be doing a blower door test. Now, a blower door test is basically just that. They kind of take your front door out, and they put in a big frame and a big fan into that space where the door once was. And they can either pressurize by blowing air in or depressurize by pulling the air out of the house. And then with tools like a smoke tester, they kind of take this puffer thing and go around the windows and doors and all of the places that you might think are leaking, and they can basically see which way the air is moving. If it's escaping through the space around the window or escaping where a building has an addition connected to it, like it sounds like in your case, Gonzalo, it will show you that. You might also want to have an infrared inspection done where the walls are kind of scanned and you can see inside behind the wall without cutting anything open, and it will tell you if there is continuous insulation, if anything has become detached or sort of compressed or is missing entirely. And those are ways that you can really think about making your home more energy efficient. It's really about figuring out what the problem is and coming up with a plan to sort of solve that issue. And by the way, you want to make this whole thing as tight as possible, but you need to be careful not to make that space too tight, because if you do, you're not going to be able to have clean, healthy air indoors to breathe. You do need a certain amount of natural ventilation, and so if it gets to a point when you're using something that's called an air to heat exchanger or a fresh air ventilator, which is basically designed to pull fresh air into the house but not stress you or your heating system or cooling system out at the time, so definitely make sure you're sizing it correctly, you're installing it in the right space, and it's going to operate in the correct manner that you want these heating and cooling devices too, because you're always going to need them, so you better know how to work them. All right, hope that helps you out, Gonzalo. This is the Money Pit. Coming up, are you tired of spending every weekend mowing and weeding and watering and wrestling your lawn into shape? Well, what if you could ditch the work and keep the beauty? Coming up at the Money Pit, we're talking about how pavestone products like pavers, hardscapes, and landscape rock can help you reduce lawn maintenance, boost curb appeal, and reclaim your weekends. Whether you're dreaming of a patio for entertaining, a walkway to define your space, or a beautiful rock garden that doesn't need mowing, Pavestone is styled to suit any decor style and every season. We'll show you how to transform your yard into a space that's not only stunning, but also smart and sustainable. So don't miss it. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, fall is here, and it's time to freshen up your interior decor. Here's a no-cost trick with a big impact. Just rearrange your artwork and your accessories. Take a look at the shelves, your framed prints, even your plants, and just move them around. Maybe place one piece in your hallway that would pop more above the sofa, or maybe your kitchen could use that little wall-mounted herb rack or a new print. All of it kind of exists already in your space, so just move it around. You can also create a mini gallery wall with items that you already own. So think about mixing art, framed photos, and objects like baskets or mirrors. You just have to stick to a unifying color or theme so that it feels curated instead of cluttered. And remember, sometimes just giving a room a new focal point, like a bold piece of art or a striking mirror, can make everything else feel new again. Well, if you're anything like most homeowners, the idea of spending every weekend mowing the lawn, weeding, watering, feeding the lawn probably doesn't sound like your dream way to relax. Now, traditional lawns require constant upkeep, and between the fertilizer, the irrigation, and the never-ending weed battles, time, effort, cost, it really can start to wear you down. But here's the thing. You still can have a beautiful, polished outdoor space without all of that maintenance, thanks to Pavestone. Now, Pavestone collection of hardscapes and landscape rock can help you reimagine your yard in a way that's not just low maintenance, but also incredibly stylish and functional. So you want to think about patios, walkways, even retaining walls that cut down on a weekly chore list while adding serious curb appeal. And instead of mowing a massive stretch of grass every Saturday, imagine relaxing on a beautiful paver patio with a drink in your hand. Now, that's a weekend well spent. And one of my favorite solutions, Pavestone Landscape Rock. It comes in a range of styles and colors to match your vibe. Whether you love a modern minimalist look or something more natural and rustic, you can use it to define the garden bed, you can create elegant dry riverbeds, or even replace patches of lawn that never quite grow right. And best of all, no mowing, no watering, no chemicals. Just a clean, finished look that will last. And when you pair Pavestone's pavers with options like Ladera and Rumblestone, you're going to get long-lasting hardscapes that not only elevate your space, but help you cut back on water use and eliminate the need for harsh lawn treatments. Now you'll get more usable space, better drainage, and less hassle, all while adding to the long-term value of your home. So if you're ready to swap out that mower for a little more free time, head to pavestone.com and check out their full line of products. Whether you want to build out a new patio, carve out that garden path, or simply give your front yard a refresh, Pavestone has smart, sustainable solutions to help you get the look you want with way less work. Because let's be real, guys, your weekends are too short to be spent pushing a lawnmower around. All right, let's get back to our listeners. Jim, who do we have next?
All right, Leslie, now we've got Bobby on the line, who's dealing with a water issue in Virginia. Tell us what's happening, Bobby.
So after some, you know, heavy rains we had last year, I noticed I just walked down in the basement and it wasn't a lot of water. It just picture taking a gallon of water and walking around.
Okay.
You know, and just pouring it out as you go.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's hydrostatic pressure that's just pushing the water up through the cracks and through the cinder block. I can't remember the paint that you paint the cinder block wall.
Oh, I think you're talking about dry lock. Mm-hmm.
Dry lock. And I know there's a lot of moisture behind the wall because where I painted it again, starting to flake off the moisture buildup.
Yeah, Bobby, you're kind of going in with this idea that you can make your house float, but you can't. You're trying to seal those walls as if there was a hull of a boat. Haha, I said hull of a boat. That's a hull of a boat. you know, you're kind of treating it as this watertight bottom, and that's really not going to happen. But you've told me something very important here, and that's the problem only happens when it rains heavily or it gets worse after a heavy rain. And that kind of gives us an answer, which is really a very simple one, and it's kind of basically this. The water is sourcing from bad drainage right outside of your foundation perimeter. It's not a rising water table. And basically what's happening is either your gutters are clogged, the gutters are undersized, the downspouts are discharging right near the foundation corners. Maybe those downspouts aren't extended out. And with water allowed to collect around the house like that, that water will just kind of find ways to leak through those very porous walls and start to show up in your basement. Now, it can come through the walls or it can go under the floor, and it can show up like even a little geyser in your basement space. And same problem, same source. It's just the grading and the drainage that are causing this. So we'd like you to go to moneypit.com and find on the homepage one of our most popular articles, How to Stop Basements from Leaking. It's a 10 or 12 article package there, and there's one about basements that you should be looking at. You'll be amazed at how simple of a fix this is, and in fact, it's a lot less work than you think you're going to be doing and probably less than you've already done so far.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm actually currently working on the gutter situation. I'm extending those a little bit farther out away from the house. I'm trying to get positive drainage, you know, and all that good stuff. And I just wonder if a sump pump would be, I guess, the best route. Or I'm looking for the best route.
Yeah, I don't think a sump pump is going to be the best route because you're mentioning that this only happens when there's overflowing, heavy, crazy rain. And if it were happening like on a random Tuesday with no rain and you're still getting dozens of gallons out of the dehumidifier, then that's a problem. But I think what we're really seeing here with you is that it's just weather related. So I think you're probably looking to run an experiment yourself on your own home and kind of see what the benefits or possibilities or different outcomes could be. So maybe go buy yourself 3 or 4 pieces of leader material, 8 to 10 feet long. Attach it temporarily to the end of that last downspout where it comes down and watch what happens. You're going to move all of that water away from the house. And once you've proven to yourself that that's what's happening and all you have to do is figure out how to make it work pretty, well, work well and look pretty, then it might be something like you're running some PVC underground and having the downspout deposit into that, and then it kind of all comes out elsewhere. Or maybe you're sending the water out to the curb to manage it there. But whatever it is, you cannot let that water collect around the foundation, because if it does, you're going to have some real problems, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, gotcha. Thanks so much for giving us a call. Still ahead, if you've got an in-ground sprinkler system, here's a fall task you do not want to skip. Winter can cause serious and expensive damage if you don't properly shut your system down before the first deep freeze. We're talking cracked pipes, blown out valves, and broken backflow preventers. Coming up at the Money Pit, we'll share what you need to do right now to protect your irrigation system, whether you're a hands-on DIYer or someone who'd rather just call in the pros. So stick around.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
The veteran who brings music to hospitals. After serving as a Marine band member, Michael Harris wanted to continue using music to heal. He now volunteers at Children's Hospitals in Florida, playing guitar and leading sing-alongs for young patients. His music therapy sessions brighten hospital wards and reduce stress for families. Michael says the joy on kids' faces reminds him of the morale-boosting power music had when he played for his fellow Marines overseas. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, gets a lot of interesting calls to his office when folks are ready to tackle their gutters.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Should property taxes just come to an end?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Truly owning your own home shouldn't be a piggy bank for government to extract revenue. Property taxes will forever make you not an owner. Just nothing more than a serf on the Lord's manor.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Welcome back. This is the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, are you looking for a big design impact without painting an entire room? Well, paint something unexpected, like your front door. Could be the inside or the outside. Maybe your kitchen island, a piece of old furniture, or even just the back wall of your bookshelves. You can pick a bold accent color that plays well with the season or your existing palette. Think about like forest green, navy, even a deep mustard yellow. These small pops of color can add personality and make your space feel curated and intentional. It's a weekend project that costs very little, but gives you a dramatic high design feel without the mess of painting a whole room. I love that. Love a quick project that makes a big difference. All right, Jim, let's see who we have on the line. Who's up next for the Money Pit?
Leslie, let's go to the Florida Keys. What do you say?
Yes, please. Aruba, Jamaica, Florida Keys. I want to take you. All of them. Let's go.
Let's do it. We've got Lillian, who is there now, dealing with some worms in the patio. Fill us in, Lillian, please.
Calling in reference to some worms that we keep getting into our screened-in patio that we seem to have here in the Florida Keys. And I'm not sure what to do about them. I tried different sprays to try to keep them out, and nothing is working.
I do not want to go to the worms party, though. Can we go to a different part? All right. Well, we'll help you first, Lillian, and then we'll go where the worms are not, which will be your place, because we're getting rid of them. I've kind of seen these worms pop up after a heavy rain. They kind of get onto your patio and your sidewalk. I mean, is that the kind of place? You know, they just kind of get lost out of the soil, I think, just because it's too wet. And when they do it, which is gross here, the worms actually breathe through their skin. So when you get a heavy rain, they need to get oxygen. So they're coming out of the lawn, out of the dirt, and they'll just crawl right up to the patio, which is kind of sadly like the worm committing suicide. But then they get baked by the sun, and, you know, that's not good for them. So I wouldn't try to do anything that stops the worms from enjoying the soil. It's unfortunate that they have this behavior that happens from the rain. And, you know, you live in a beautiful part of the world in the Florida Keys, but you also live in a sometimes super rainy part given, you know, hurricane season, which we're smack in the middle of. So I would say kind of ride it out. Just turn a blind eye to them. And if you see them laying on your patio before they get cooked in the sun, kind of encourage them back into the soil. Go on, get back. Go. And as a mom of boys, I will tell you, they actually do turn into two worms if you cut them in half. Not that I encourage that behavior, and they don't do it anymore. But when they were little, they'd be like, look! And it's true.
Okay, Leslie, on line six, we have the PETA attorneys.
We don't do it anymore. But,
no,
you know,
good.
Boys are boys when they're little. At least they're not bringing them in the house anymore.
Well, and a lot of boys are still boys when they're big. So,
boys. Well, if you have an in-ground sprinkler system, here's a fall maintenance task that's an absolute must: winterizing. Now, if you're new to sprinkler systems, this might sound like a fancy chore, but it's actually a super important step that can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars in repairs down the line. Now, when the water is left sitting in your sprinkler line during freezing weather, it can expand and it can crack the pipes, it can damage fittings, and even destroy your backflow preventer. And trust me, none of that is cheap to fix. So how do you shut down your system the right way? Well, there are a couple of different methods, and it kind of depends on your individual setup. So if your system is equipped for it, you can use the manual drain method, and that just means shutting off the water supply to the sprinkler system, opening up the drain valves, and letting all the water flow out. Now, some folks even run each zone briefly to make sure everything is emptied. It's low-tech and it's effective, but it only works if your system was installed with manual drains in mind. Now, the more common method these days, especially in colder climates, is a blowout method. And that's when you use an air compressor to force the water out of the lines. You hook it up at the proper point and then run each zone while air is pushing that remaining water out. It's incredibly effective, but it can be risky if you don't use the right PSI or you don't know exactly what you're doing. Too much pressure and you could damage the very system that you're trying to protect. So unless you're really confident in your setup, this is one of those times when hiring a licensed irrigation pro just makes a lot of sense. They're going to have the right tools and the know-how, and many even include the spring startup as part of the service package, which is a bonus. Also, don't forget the backflow preventer. Now, this is a device that stops the contaminated water from flowing backward into your drinking supply. If it freezes, it can crack and leak, and you might not even notice it until your spring garden turns into a muddy mess. Now, most systems have a valve specifically for draining this device, or you can wrap it in insulation for added protection. Bottom line, shutting down your sprinkler system is one of those small fall chores that delivers a huge payoff, doesn't take long, and it can save you from a ton of hassle and expense when the weather warms back up. So take care of it now. Your future self and your spring flowers will thank you.
All right, Leslie, heading to Bismarck, North Dakota, where it just sounds cold saying that. Welcome to the Money Pit, Alan. How can we help out?
I've got a pretty good lawn, but it needs some reseeding. I was told that if you reseed just before the snow falls, it will set in there during the winter, and then when the spring comes, it'll automatically start to grow and come up without doing a whole lot of other work to it. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong there, Alan, but I mean, it's not actually like, well, maybe in North Dakota, fall is right before the snow starts to fall, but generally, you don't want to wait to the winter months. You do want to wait to fall, like early to mid-fall is probably the best time, and the reason you're doing that is because you're giving the lawn more time to grow deeper roots. So by the time next summer comes around, it's not getting dried out because the roots are shallow. So fall's the right time to do seeding. Definitely, I would rake the lawn and add some new seed to it any time now. September, October, great months to do this generally. But I wouldn't wait until like winter's on the way because it's just not going to grow. And you want to give it a couple of months to really take hold so it's in good shape by summertime.
Okay, so now's a good time. And I have a few weeds that I'm not sure really what they are. But I've used a little 2,4-D, and that's taken them out, and so they're crispy. Do I need to rake those up and do anything, or can I just seed right over them?
Yeah, if you have a few weeds, make sure you pull them out all the way to the roots, and I wouldn't worry about that seed. You know, you can put it right over that weed there. It's not going to give you an issue. And then come springtime, you'll see that those weeds are going to not come through because that grass that's sort of emerging is going to be a good blocker for them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. I thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it. I love your show.
All right, great. Well, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, and good luck with your project. Still to come, your garage door is probably the biggest moving part in your entire home and the one most of us forget to maintain. But if it starts failing, it can quickly become dangerous and expensive. We're going to share simple garage door maintenance tips to keep everything running smoothly, safely, and quietly, including what to lubricate, how to test the safety sensors, and why that auto reverse feature could save a life. We'll be right back after this. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. We are always standing by to take your info about what you are working on at your Money Pit. And when we come back to the studio, we'll give you a call and help you out with all of your projects. You can also shoot us an email at moneypit.com. We're always happy to lend a hand. All right, let's get back to the callers. Jim, who's on the line?
All right, Leslie, we've got Luis on the line who's looking for some help with the basement ceiling.
All right, Luis, thanks so much for joining us.
So my fall and winter project will be to revamp our basement. I'm going to start with the ceilings. Right now we have the old school drop tile ceilings, which we're not fond of, and we're not looking to put in the newer stylized drop tile ceilings either. So far, my idea has been to put drywall the ceiling. However, my wife is really trying to convince me to not put anything and just leave the wood exposed.
You know, basements could be tough because you're sort of limited with the height there. You kind of want to finish off the space and, you know, there's a lot of things that you could do with a great potential, but you do need to hide a lot of stuff in that basement ceiling. So even though you hate that drop ceiling, behind it is plumbing, electrical, wiring, all that kind of stuff. Now, you can tidy up the wiring that's in there, maybe tuck it against those beams, paint that ceiling, or if you just want, you could leave it as is. But, I mean, you say no drop ceiling, but drop ceilings can actually be beautiful. Perhaps you just haven't seen what a newer drop ceiling looks like, because you can get those tiles in a ton of different decorative options. So you can have some that look like, recessed ceilings or coffered ceilings, or interesting paneling, or even tin panels. There's just a lot of different ways that you could utilize that drop ceiling before you're like, nope, it's got to go away, we hate it. So maybe take a look at some of the newer options in those ceiling tiles, and then decide. And if you still say, no, I hate it, I will be taking your call again, Luis, in, 5 to 7 business days. All right, good luck with your basement. Well, let's talk about the one part of your home that works hard every day but rarely gets any attention, your garage door. It opens, it closes thousands of times a year, but unless it's squeaking or it's stuck, most of us don't give it a second thought. I mean, the truth is your garage door is the largest moving system in your house, and a little seasonal maintenance can go a long way toward preventing breakdowns and keeping your family safe. So first up, you want to look and listen. You need to start by simply watching and listening to the door in action. Is it moving smoothly? Is it jerking? Does it sound quiet and steady? Or is it creaking or grinding or rattling? Strange noises are often the first sign that something is off. Next up, you want to tighten any hardware. The garage doors go up and down a lot, and all of that movement can loosen the hardware, so use a socket wrench to check and tighten all the roller brackets and the bolts on the door and the tracks. While you're there, inspect the rollers. Now, the rollers should be checked twice a year, and you should be replacing them every 5 to 7 years. If they're cracked, chipped, or wobbly, it's just time to swap them out. Now, all of the moving parts should be lubricated, and this is the easiest way to extend the life of the garage door. Apply a high-quality lithium-based lubricant to the rollers, the hinges, and the tracks. Don't use WD-40. It's a cleaner, not a lubricant. Now, a little garage door spray lube goes a long way. Now you need to test the auto reverse feature. And this is a big one for safety. Place a roll of paper towels under the door and close it. The door should detect the obstruction and automatically reverse. If it doesn't, your system may need an adjustment or a repair, and it's not safe until you fix it. Also, you want to check those photo eye sensors. Those are the little sensors on either side of the garage door, about 6 inches off the ground. It's the one that my children keep blocking with a hockey stick or a soccer ball and then say, "Why won't the garage door close?" It's the eye sensors. So wipe them clean, make sure they're aligned. If the beams don't connect, the door's not going to close, or worse, it could close unpredictably. And then also look at the weather stripping. It's sort of the last stop here. Check the rubber seal at the bottom of the door. If it's cracked or brittle, replace it to keep out the water, the debris, and all of the pests this fall. It's great advice whether your garage is attached or detached to make this spot problem-free. So tackle that on your next free weekend, guys. It's a good project.
Coming up, if gutter cleaning is on your fall to-do list, but you'd rather not end up in some viral ladder falling video or taking a trip to the ER, you should stick around for Leslie's Last Word, where she'll address this very thing right here on the Money Pit.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Deciding what they want to do with their lives, but I also had really amazing teachers in high school and administration in high school who really took the time to take me under their wing and showed me that they cared about me as a person and not just as a student. And that's what, you know, I always strive to do with my students here as well.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
The Culture and Christianity Podcast with Pastor Alan Jackson.
I don't think we can separate our health from our faith. You know, my mom was healed when I was a boy, supernaturally, and she stayed with us for another 50-plus years. But Christians will say to me, you know, do you believe in prayer or do you believe in medicine? And I'm like, yes. But I think the same is true with our diet.
Hear the full story on Culture and Christianity with Pastor Alan Jackson. Subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I am Leslie Segretti, and now is Jim's favorite time to answer emails. I mean, we get so many emails, Jim, so it's, you know, it's unfortunate we only get this time to do so, but pick out your favorite from this week.
Tough call, so I'll go with Jim.
How did you end up with that one, I wonder?
I wonder why I would pick that. Well, let's jump into his email and see what he has to say here. I've recently had a new roof installed, and now I'm noticing nail pops on the ceiling. Can I just drive the nails back through and patch and paint over it? Well, you could.
I mean,
you don't wanna.
That's kind of what most people try to do with nail pops. And a nail pop, by the way, if you're not familiar with that, is when you have a nail that kind of starts to back out of the drywall and sort of takes a little bit of that spackle with it. I mean, usually it's the diameter of a quarter. So if you try to drive it back in, you will see that it will just come back out again. So what you want to do is take another nail and kind of overlap the head of the loose nail, and don't even take that loose nail out. You just want to kind of overlap it and drive it back in. This way you're kind of going into some fresh wood with that new nail and locking that old one right in place. Now, if you do take it out, you could just replace it with a drywall screw. Either way, you're going to have to spackle and spot prime, and that should be good to go. And by the way, seeing nail pops doesn't mean that you have a big structural problem. I think a lot of people freak out when they see it. It's pretty much normal. I mean, there's normal expansion and contraction with the house just after normal movement, and that can cause it to occur. And it's funny, I feel like you don't see any, and then all of a sudden you see a bunch. So just tackle them, and maybe it's time to repaint that room. It could be the fall decor project you've been dreaming of. Try to put a positive spin on it. But that definitely should help you out. All right, Jim? Both Jims?
Stereo Jim.
All right, thanks so much for calling us, or thanks so much for emailing us at moneypit.com.
All right, we've talked about outdoor projects, Leslie, maintenance musts, and fall prep. But before we wrap up this hour, it's time for your last word. So today, we're heading up the ladder to talk gutter cleaning, why it matters, how to stay safe, and one simple upgrade that can save you from climbing up there again next year. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, cleaning your gutters may not be the most glamorous job, but it is one of the smartest ways to prevent major home damage, especially as we head into the deep fall season. So, safety first. If you're not comfortable on that ladder, don't work at heights often. You know, this might not be the task for you to DIY, so hire a pro. But if you want to do it, you want to be safe. So if you're up for the challenge, always watch for hidden hazards like a power line or a bee's nest. You want to clear those gutters, so arm yourselves with gloves, a sturdy ladder, and a garden hose. You can start at one end and work your way down. And remember, never reach or lean or kind of, you know, push off the roof. Stay firmly on that ladder and only move it as needed. Here's a tip. If you spot any loose gutter sections, tighten them while you're up there with gutter screws. It's a quick fix that can save you from costly water damage later on. You want to check the spouts. When you reach the end, you want to spray water through that downspout to make sure they're clear. If you're seeing clogs, you may need to disconnect that spout and clear it manually. You want to make sure that the water flows at least 4 to 6 feet away from the foundation. And you can add gutter guards here. Now, once you've got everything cleaned out and reattached, you could consider adding those gutter guards to just keep the leaves and the debris out for good. It'll save you time and ladder climbs in the future. And if you're curious about which gutter guard actually does the trick or which you should be skipping, there is a full review at moneypit.com. Well, we've had a very busy hour with you guys today, so thank you so much for joining us. Next week, we're going to dive into heating season, and if you haven't fired up your heating system yet, it is coming. But before you crank that thermostat, now is the perfect time to make sure your system is safe, efficient, and ready for the season ahead. All right, thanks so much for spending your valuable time with us. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next week.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT. Woo!
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
Operation Clean Streets. When retired Marine Sergeant Anthony Ramirez noticed the litter piling up in his California neighborhood, he decided to act. What started as one veteran with a trash bag has grown into a monthly cleanup crew of over 60 volunteers, half of them veterans. Together, they've collected thousands of pounds of waste, planted trees, and created a community garden in a vacant lot. Locals now affectionately call Anthony the General of Main Street. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. For more great veteran stories, just...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The government shutdown is on its 18th day. What does the shutdown mean for workers, federal programs, and the economy?
The government shutdown quickly approaching the second longest on record with no end in sight. Some lawmakers predicting it could become the longest, surpassing the 35 days from President Trump's first term. The nation's active duty service members got paid Wednesday with special funding, but it's unlikely that will continue. I'm Julie Walker.
A military strike on a cartel boat left survivors, a first according to U.S. officials. Secretary of State Marco Rubio offered few details as he spoke to reporters Friday.
Yeah, it's well known there's an ongoing narco-terrorist operation the United States has been conducting. As far as details of any recent strikes, we're not prepared here to announce all those details, but you'll get that information here very shortly.
Support for President Trump's handling of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is on the rise. An AP/NRC poll shows 47% adults approved of his approach. That's up 37% in September after he helped secure a Gaza ceasefire. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire.
This does cement Donald Trump as the most geopolitically significant leader in American history for the good of global peace. Yes, there have been world wars that have been ended by America and American greatness, but these were wars that have been started by other nations that, without having to put an ounce of American bloodshed on the ground, has radicalized the world and ended wars and conflicts.
The State Department says it has credible reports that Hamas could violate the ceasefire with an attack on Palestinian civilians in Gaza. If the attack takes place, it would constitute a direct and grave violation of the agreement forged by President Trump to end the two-year war between Israel and Hamas. News and analysis at townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created Think Factor. Boy, am I glad to tell you about Think Factor. It's been a game changer in my life. It's designed to help us all think clearer and perform better daily. A powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus so you can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. It has been a game changer for me. After a few weeks of taking Think Factor, I have never had such clarity and focus or memory. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, Think Factor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to order Think Factor. It's called Think Factor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or go to ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better, daily.
The preseason poll for NCAA men's basketball has a Big Ten contender at the top.
Purdue is number one in the preseason Associated Press men's college basketball poll for the first time. The Boilermakers earned 35 of 61 first place votes to top the AP Top 25 poll to begin the 2025-26 season. That put Matt Painter's squad ahead of the two teams that played in last year's NCAA title game.
We've had good teams, but we also got an elite environment. So I think that... not everybody has that.
Runner-up Houston was number two, while reigning champion Florida was number three. UConn was fourth, followed by St. John's. Duke, Michigan, BYU, Kentucky, and Texas Tech rounded out the top ten. The SEC, Big Ten, and Big 12 each had six ranked teams. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. Ford has announced a safety recall for nearly 300,000 vehicles in the U.S.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the rearview camera system may not display images properly in certain lighting conditions. That could increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain 2020 through 2022 F-250 SD, F-350 SD, and F-450 SD vehicles. Ford says it has received 10 reports regarding this condition, but is not aware of any accidents or injuries. I'm Mike Hempen.
A federal jury in New York says France's largest bank must pay $21 million for giving the Sudanese government access to the U.S. financial system during a time when the government was engaged in atrocities. Three people who fled Sudan and lost their homes were awarded more than $6 million on Friday. The plaintiffs are all now U.S. citizens. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Ready for a little magic and a lot of laughs? Shasta College Theater invites you into the enchanted forest for a Midsummer Night's Dream. Mischievous fairies, love-struck teens, and even a would-be actor turned into a donkey. Shakespeare's funniest comedy has it all.
Join us October 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th at 7 p.m. with matinees October 12th and 19th at 2 p.m. Tickets are just $15 general, $10 seniors, and $5 for students.
A Midsummer Night's Dream at Shasta College.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Back to school specials are here at Charlie's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlie's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlie's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
And trying to meet their needs through that understanding. And so, again, as we do what we do at Best Egg, we think about listening to our customers and putting people first.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
If your roof starts to leak, all your flow's really squeaky, you live in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera by Pavestone. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Joining me is Jim Kenzie, the best of the best. Hey, Jim.
Hi, Leslie. How's everything going with you? On this end, everything's tremendous.
All right, I love it. Still keeping the squirrels away, so I'm remembering to reapply the pumpkin deterrent, or I guess the squirrel deterrent.
There you go.
But we'll see. We'll check back in next week. Well, we've got a busy hour for you guys, so let's jump right in. The water's fine. Coming up, are you tired of spending every weekend mowing and weeding and watering and wrestling your lawn into shape? Well, what if you could ditch the work and keep the beauty? Whether you are dreaming of a patio for entertaining, a walkway to define the space, or a beautiful rock garden that doesn't need mowing, Pavestone has styles to suit any aesthetic and every season. We're going to show you how to transform your yard into a space that's not only stunning, but also smart and sustainable. And also ahead, if you've got an in-ground sprinkler system, here is a fall task that you don't want to skip. Winter can cause serious and expensive damage if you don't properly shut your system down before the first deep freeze. We're talking cracked pipes, blown out valves, broken backflow preventers. We're going to share what you need to do right now to protect your irrigation system, whether you're a hands-on DIYer or someone who'd rather just call in a pro. And your garage door is probably the biggest moving part in your entire home and the one that most of us forget to maintain. But if it starts failing, it can quickly become dangerous and expensive. Coming up with the Money Pit, we'll share simple garage door maintenance tips to keep everything running smoothly, safely, and quietly, including what to lubricate, how to test the safety sensors, and why that auto reverse feature could save a life. It only takes a few minutes, but it's one of the smartest fall tune-ups you can do. But first, we need you guys, so give us a call right now at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's up first?
All right, Leslie, we've got Margaret, and she's evidently a guitar player, and she's in her bathroom. Am I reading that right, Leslie?
How do you know this? She says she wants to talk about lead.
Oh, I thought she was a lead guitar player in her bath. I'm so sorry, Margaret.
No, I mean, come on, Jim. Stop always trying to build the band back together and start a new band.
We're putting the band back together.
Margaret wants to take the lead. I mean, play the lead. I mean, talk about lead.
Margaret, thanks for tolerating us. What's going on with lead in your bathroom?
My house was built in 1948. It has an old metal tub and ceramic tiles, but the ceramic tiles have been tested and confirmed to have lead. I was advised that if I ever want to remove them, I should be sure that the contractor who does that is trained and certified on safe removal of tiles containing lead. But when I've asked some local contractors about that, they kind of shrug and don't seem to understand that anything different would be required. Can you suggest some questions for me to ask contractors to help determine if they truly do know and understand how to deal with tiles containing lead and safe removal?
That's interesting, Margaret, because we really don't hear too much about lead paint in a bathroom or specifically as like a glaze in ceramic tiles. I mean, some of the older tiles definitely in that glaze could contain lead and maybe more, but more often we hear about lead paint in a house of that age. So your question about how to find a contractor, though, to help, you need somebody that is EPA certified in lead paint renovation or lead paint removal, because that's the type of pro that you would need to hire. And if the contractors you're talking to just kind of shrug their shoulders and they're like, you know, oh, whatever, it's really not the right person for you. I would say that the risk of lead paint exposure from tile is probably less than from paint, just because it's harder for that paint or that lead in that glaze to be released unless you're like shattering those tiles. So if you were renovating that bathroom or the tiles were crumbling, then for sure. Whereas paint, if it's chipping off of a wall or in a lot of cases off of like radiators, that just kind of dates that paint there. You know, the chips fall off, kids kind of pick them up, and that's where the exposure comes from as well. So, you know, there's some things there, but I would consider looking at a product like something that has a tile with an epoxy finish, maybe a product like EcoPel, which is an epoxy-type resurfacer. You can coat that tub surface, even coat the tile surface, and it gives you a really durable surface that will prevent any lead exposure coming to the surface of that tile. But it all comes down to the risk when it's time to remove those tiles. As I said, you just don't want that lead getting into the air as you start to break down those tiles or remove the paint. So if that's the direction you're going in, you definitely want to go with a pro who can mitigate this for you and get it out of there. If it's for you, I just, you know, take precautions and make sure I'm very careful when working around it and sealing it in. I can remember, Jim, I don't know if you remember this, when Henry was first born, I mean, he was little, he was like around one-ish, I put central air conditioning in the house, and I have a very old home. And I guess in the process of them doing some of the work and cutting in vents or whatnot, something got on Henry's hand. We went for a physical, they did a blood work, like a prick on his finger, and it showed like a very minuscule trace amount of lead. And they determined it to be from the surface of his finger and not in his system. But I'm telling you, the calls from the state and Child Protective Services and whatnot, just to determine that, you know, we weren't living in a home in shambles or mistreating the child. So it's like, it's taken very seriously, at least I know in the state of New York. So if Margaret or anybody listening is out there wants to do some work where there is for sure lead exposure or lead in the paint or the tile, make sure you take it seriously because it can cause a lot of damages to you.
Good tip, Leslie. All right, Leslie, now we have Gonzalo, who's trying to seal up things at his house and make it more efficient. How can we help out, Gonzalo?
I recently finished an air sealing project to make my home a little more energy efficient. I was able to reduce the CFM50 from about 3,400 to 1,700, but I'd like to get it lower than that. I'm concerned that one source of infiltration might be an extension that was built into the house, you know, maybe three decades ago.
Well, you know, Gonzalo, it kind of occurs to us that a lot of times when people are trying to seal up their homes, it's kind of a guessing game rather than specific science. Because when you are attacking those drafty spots, you kind of want to be going to the spot where you know the draft is coming, because then you're going to make the biggest difference. You can't really just attack it in general and be like, well, it'll happen. It'll work eventually. You kind of have to know. So it is hard to say because there's so many places, and it's kind of interesting to see what's causing a big air leak and what's causing, you know, not so much of a big one. So yeah, there are those tests by the energy company that can tell you really what those issues are. And, you know, you can actually, it seems like from your question that you cut your CFM in half. So maybe you've already done some of this energy testing, but what I would do in this case is I would be doing a blower door test. Now, a blower door test is basically just that. They kind of take your front door out and they put in a big frame and a big fan into that space where the door once was. And they can either pressurize by blowing air in or depressurize by pulling the air out of the house. And then with tools like a smoke tester, they kind of take this puffer thing and go around the windows and doors and all of the places that you might think are leaking. And they can basically see which way the air is moving. If it's escaping through the space around the window or escaping where a building has an addition connected to it, like it sounds like in your case, Gonzalo, it will show you that. You might also want to have an infrared inspection done where the walls are kind of scanned and you can see inside behind the wall without cutting anything open, and it will tell you if there is continuous insulation, if anything has become detached or sort of compressed or is missing entirely. And those are ways that you can really think about making your home more energy efficient. It's really about figuring out what the problem is and coming up with a plan to sort of solve that issue. And by the way, you want to make this whole thing as tight as possible, but you need to be careful not to make that space too tight, because if you do, you're not going to be able to have clean, healthy air indoors to breathe. You do need a certain amount of natural ventilation. And so if it gets to a point when you're using something that's called an air to heat exchanger or a fresh air ventilator, which is basically designed to pull fresh air into the house but not stress you or your heating system or cooling system out at the time, so definitely make sure you're sizing it correctly, you're installing it in the right space, and it's going to operate in the correct manner that you want these heating and cooling devices too, because you're always going to need them, so you better know how to work them. All right, hope that helps you out, Gonzalo. This is the Money Pit. Coming up, are you tired of spending every weekend mowing and weeding and watering and wrestling your lawn into shape? Well, what if you could ditch the work and keep the beauty? Coming up at the Money Pit, we're talking about how Pavestone products like pavers, hardscapes, and landscape rock can help you reduce lawn maintenance, boost curb appeal, and reclaim your weekends. Whether you're dreaming of a patio for entertaining, a walkway to define your space, or a beautiful rock garden that doesn't need mowing, Pavestone is styled to suit any decor style and every season. We'll show you how to transform your yard into a space that's not only stunning, but also smart and sustainable. So don't miss it. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. FluidMaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of the kitchen or bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, fall is here, and it's time to freshen up your interior decor. Here's a no-cost trick with a big impact. Just rearrange your artwork and your accessories. Take a look at the shelves, your framed prints, even your plants, and just move them around. Maybe place one piece in your hallway that would pop more above the sofa. Or maybe your kitchen could use that little wall-mounted herb rack or a new print. All of it kind of exists already in your space, so just move it around. You can also create a mini gallery wall with items that you already own. So think about mixing art, framed photos, and objects like baskets or mirrors. You just have to stick to a unifying color or theme so that it feels curated instead of cluttered. And remember, sometimes just giving a room a new focal point, like a bold piece of art or a striking mirror, can make everything else feel new again. Well, if you're anything like most homeowners, the idea of spending every weekend mowing the lawn, weeding, watering, feeding the lawn probably doesn't sound like your dream way to relax. Now, traditional lawns require constant upkeep, and between the fertilizer, the irrigation, and the never-ending weed battles, time, effort, cost, it really can start to wear you down. But here's the thing. You still can have a beautiful, polished outdoor space without all of that maintenance, thanks to Pavestone. Now, Pavestone collection of hardscapes and landscape rock can help you reimagine your yard in a way that's not just low maintenance, but also incredibly stylish and functional. So you want to think about patios, walkways, even retaining walls that cut down on a weekly chore list while adding serious curb appeal. And instead of mowing a massive stretch of grass every Saturday, imagine relaxing on a beautiful paver patio with a drink in your hand. Now, that's a weekend well spent. And one of my favorite solutions, Pavestone Landscape Rock. It comes in a range of styles and colors to match your vibe. Whether you love a modern minimalist look or something more natural and rustic, you can use it to define the garden bed, you can create elegant dry riverbeds, or even replace patches of lawn that never quite grow right. And best of all, no mowing, no watering, no chemicals, just a clean, finished look that will last. And when you pair Pavestone's pavers with options like Ladera and Rumblestone, you're going to get long-lasting hardscapes that not only elevate your space, but help you cut back on water use and eliminate the need for harsh lawn treatments. Now you'll get more usable space, better drainage, and less hassle, all while adding to the long-term value of your home. So if you're ready to swap out that mower for a little more free time, head to pavestone.com and check out their full line of products. Whether you want to build out a new patio, carve out that garden path, or simply give your front yard a refresh, Pavestone has smart, sustainable solutions to help you get the look you want with way less.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Your house float, but you can't. You're trying to seal those walls as if there was a hull of a boat. Haha, I said hull of a boat. That's a hull of a boat. you know, you're kind of treating it as this watertight bottom, and that's really not going to happen. But you've told me something very important here, and that's the problem only happens when it rains heavily or it gets worse after a heavy rain. And that kind of gives us an answer, which is really a very simple one, and it's kind of basically this. The water is sourcing from bad drainage right outside of your foundation perimeter. It's not a rising water table. And basically what's happening is either your gutters are clogged, the gutters are undersized, the downspouts are discharging right near the foundation corners. Maybe those downspouts aren't extended out. And with water allowed to collect around the house like that, that water will just kind of find ways to leak through those very porous walls and start to show up in your basement. Now, it can come through the walls or it can go under the floor, and it can show up like even a little geyser in your basement space. And same problem, same source. It's just the grading and the drainage that are causing this. So we'd like you to go to moneypit.com and find on the homepage one of our most popular articles, How to Stop Basements from Leaking. It's a 10 or 12 article package there, and there's one about basements that you should be looking at. You'll be amazed at how simple of a fix this is, and in fact, it's a lot less work than you think you're going to be doing and probably less than you've already done so far.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm actually currently working on the gutter situation. I'm extending those a little bit farther out away from the house. I'm trying to get positive drainage, you know, and all that good stuff. And I just wonder if a sump pump would be, I guess, the best route, or I guess I'm looking for the best route.
Yeah, I don't think a sump pump is going to be the best route, because you're mentioning that this only happens when there's overflowing, heavy, crazy rain. And if it were happening like on a random Tuesday with no rain and you're still getting dozens of gallons out of the dehumidifier, then that's a problem. But I think what we're really seeing here with you is that it's just weather related. So I think you're probably looking to run an experiment yourself on your own home and kind of see what the benefits or possibilities or different outcomes could be. So maybe go buy yourself 3 or 4 pieces of leader material, 8 to 10 feet long. Attach it temporarily to the end of that last downspout where it comes down, and watch what happens. You're going to move all of that water away from the house. And once you've proven to yourself that that's what's happening, and all you have to do is figure out how to make it work pretty, well, work well and look pretty, then it might be something like you're running some PVC underground and having the downspout deposit into that, and then it kind of all comes out elsewhere. Or maybe you're sending the water out to the curb to manage it there. But whatever it is, you cannot let that water collect around the foundation, because if it does, you're going to have some real problems, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, gotcha. Thanks so much for giving us a call. Still ahead, if you've got an in-ground sprinkler system, here's a fall task you do not want to skip. Winter can cause serious and expensive damage if you don't properly shut your system down before the first deep freeze. We're talking cracked pipes, blown out valves, and broken backflow preventers. Coming up at the Money Pit, we'll share what you need to do right now to protect your irrigation system, whether you're a hands-on DIYer or someone who'd rather just call in the pros. So stick around.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor.
Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
The Culture and Christianity Podcast with Pastor Alan Jackson.
I don't think we can separate our health from our faith. You know, my mom was healed when I was a boy, supernaturally, and she stayed with us for another 50-plus years. But Christians will say to me, you know, do you believe in prayer or do you believe in medicine? And I'm like, yes. But I think the same is true with our diet.
Hear the full story on Culture and Christianity with Pastor Alan Jackson. Subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
The veteran who brings music to hospitals. After serving as a Marine band member, Michael Harris wanted to continue using music to heal. He now volunteers at children's hospitals in Florida, playing guitar and leading sing-alongs for young patients. His music therapy sessions brighten hospital wards and reduce stress for families. Michael says the joy on kids' faces reminds them of the morale-boosting power music had when he played with his fellow Marines overseas. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. For more great veteran stories, just go to nationaldefense.com.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, gets a lot of interesting calls to his office when folks are ready to tackle their gutters.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Should property taxes just come to an end?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Truly owning your own home shouldn't be a piggy bank for government to extract revenue. Property taxes will forever make you not an owner, just nothing more than a serf on the Lord's manor.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Welcome back. This is the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, are you looking for a big design impact without painting an entire room? Well, paint something unexpected, like your front door. Could be the inside or the outside. Maybe your kitchen island, a piece of old furniture, or even just the back wall of your bookshelves. You can pick a bold accent color that plays well with the season or your existing palette. Think about like forest green, navy, even a deep mustard yellow. These small pops of color can add personality and make your space feel curated and intentional. It's a weekend project that costs very little, but gives you a dramatic high design feel without the mess of painting a whole room. I love that. Love a quick project that makes a big difference. All right, Jim, let's see who we have on the line. Who's up next for the Money Pit?
Leslie, let's go to the Florida Keys. What do you say?
Yes. Please, Aruba, Jamaica, Florida Keys, I want to take you, all of them. Let's go.
Let's do it. We've got Lillian, who is there now, dealing with some worms in the patio. Fill us in, Lillian, please.
Calling in reference to some worms that we keep getting into our screened-in patio that we seem to have here in the Florida Keys, and I'm not sure what to do about them. I tried different sprays to try to keep them out, and nothing is working.
I do not want to go to the worms party, though. Can we go to a different part? All right. Well, we'll help you first, Lillian, and then we'll go where the worms are not, which will be your place, because we're getting rid of them. I've kind of seen these worms pop up after a heavy rain. They kind of get onto your patio and your sidewalk. I mean, is that the kind of place? You know, they just kind of get lost out of the soil, I think, just because it's too wet. And when they do it, which is gross here, the worms actually breathe through their skin, so when you get a heavy rain, they need to get oxygen, so they're coming out of the lawn, out of the dirt, and they'll just crawl right up to the patio, which is kind of sadly like the worm committing suicide, but then they get baked by the sun, and, you know, that's not good for them. So I wouldn't try to do anything that stops the worms from enjoying the soil. It's unfortunate that they have this behavior that happens from the rain. And, you know, you live in a beautiful part of the world in the Florida Keys, but you also live in a sometimes super rainy part given, you know, hurricane season, which we're smack in the middle of. So I would say kind of ride it out. Just turn a blind eye to them, and if you see them laying on your patio before they get cooked in the sun, kind of encourage them back into the soil. Go on, get back. Go, go. And as a mom of boys, I will tell you, they actually do turn into two worms if you cut them in half. Not that I encourage that behavior, and they don't do it anymore. But when they were little, they'd go like, look. And it's true.
Okay, Leslie, on line six, we have the PETA attorneys.
We don't do it anymore. But,
no,
you know, boys are boys when they're little. At least they're not bringing them in the house anymore.
Well, and a lot of boys are still boys when they're big. So,
ugh, boys. Well, if you have an in-ground sprinkler system, here's a fall maintenance task that's an absolute must: winterizing. Now, if you're new to sprinkler systems, this might sound like a fancy chore, but it's actually a super important step that can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars in repairs down the line. Now, when the water is left sitting in your sprinkler line during freezing weather, it can expand and it can crack the pipes, it can damage fittings, and even destroy your backflow preventer. And trust me, none of that is cheap to fix. So how do you shut down your system the right way? Well, there are a couple of different methods, and it kind of depends on your individual setup. So if your system is equipped for it, you can use the manual drain method, and that just means shutting off the water supply to the sprinkler system, opening up the drain valves, and letting all the water flow out. Now, some folks even run each zone briefly to make sure everything is emptied. It's low-tech and it's effective, but it only works if your system was installed with manual drains in mind. Now, the more common method these days, especially in colder climates, is a blowout method, and that's when you use an air compressor to force the water out of the lines. You hook it up at the proper point and then run each zone while air is pushing that remaining water out. It's incredibly effective, but it can be risky if you don't use the right PSI or you don't know exactly what you're doing. Too much pressure and you could damage the very system that you're trying to protect. So unless you're really confident in your setup, this is one of those times when hiring a licensed irrigation pro just makes a lot of sense. They're going to have the right tools and the know-how, and many even include the spring startup as part of the service package, which is a bonus. Also, don't forget the backflow preventer. Now, this is a device that stops the contaminated water from flowing backward into your drinking supply. If it freezes, it can crack and leak, and you might not even notice it until your spring garden turns into a muddy mess. Now, most systems have a valve specifically for draining this device, or you can wrap it in insulation for added protection. Bottom line, shutting down your sprinkler system is one of those small fall chores that delivers a huge payoff, doesn't take long, and it can save you from a ton of hassle and expense when the weather warms back up. So take care of it now. Your future self and your spring flowers will thank you.
All right, Leslie, heading to Bismarck, North Dakota, where it just sounds cold saying that. Welcome to Money Pit, Alan. How can we help out?
I've got a pretty good lawn, but it needs some reseeding. I was told that if you reseed just before the snow falls, it will set in there during the winter, and then when the spring comes, it'll automatically start to grow and come up without doing a whole lot of other work to it. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong there, Alan, but I mean, it's not actually like, well, maybe in North Dakota, fall is right before the snow starts to fall, but generally, you don't want to wait till the winter months. You do want to wait till fall, like early to mid-fall is probably the best time, and the reason you're doing that is because you're giving the lawn more time to grow deeper roots, so by the time next summer comes around, it's not getting dried out because the roots are shallow, so fall's the right time to do seeding. Definitely, I would rake the lawn and add some new seed to it anytime now. September, October, great months to do this generally, but I wouldn't wait until like winter's on the way because it's just not going to grow, and you want to give it a couple of months to really take hold so it's in good shape by summertime.
Okay, so now's a good time, and I have a few weeds that I'm not sure really what they are, but I've used a little 2,4-D and that's taken them out, and so they're crispy. Do I need to rake those up and do anything, or can I just seed right over them?
Yeah, if you have a few weeds, make sure you pull them out all the way to the roots. And I wouldn't worry about that seed. You know, you can put it right over that weed there. It's not going to give you an issue. And then come springtime, you'll see that those weeds are going to not come through because that grass that's sort of emerging is going to be a good blocker for them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. I thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it. I love your show.
All right, great. Well, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, and good luck with your project. Still to come, your garage door is probably the biggest moving part in your entire home and the one most of us forget to maintain. But if it starts failing, it can quickly become dangerous and expensive. We're going to share simple garage door maintenance tips to keep everything running smoothly, safely, and quietly, including what to lubricate, how to test the safety sensors, and why that auto reverse feature could save a life. We'll be right back after this. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest.
ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Our school dropped our ceilings, which we're not fond of, and we're not looking to put in the newer stylized dropped-out ceilings either. So far, my idea has been to put drywall, to drywall the ceiling. However, my wife is really trying to convince me to not put anything and just leave the wood exposed.
You know, basements could be tough because you're sort of limited with the height there. You kind of want to finish off the space, and, you know, there's a lot of things that you could do with a great potential, but you do need to hide a lot of stuff in that basement ceiling. So even though you hate that drop ceiling, behind it is plumbing, electrical, wiring, all that kind of stuff. Now, you can tidy up the wiring that's in there, maybe tuck it against those beams, paint that ceiling, or if you just want, you could leave it as is. But, I mean, you say no drop ceiling, but drop ceilings can actually be beautiful. Perhaps you just haven't seen what a newer drop ceiling looks like, because you can get those tiles in a ton of different decorative options. So you can have some that look like, you know, recessed ceilings or coffered ceilings or interesting paneling or even tin panels. There's just a lot of different ways that you could utilize that drop ceiling before you're like, nope, it's got to go away. We hate it. So maybe take a look at some of the newer options in those ceiling tiles and then decide. And if you still say, no, I hate it, I will be taking your call again, Luis, in, you know, 5 to 7 business days. All right, good luck with your basement. Well, let's talk about the one part of your home that works hard every day but rarely gets any attention, your garage door. It opens, it closes thousands of times a year, but unless it's squeaking or it's stuck, most of us don't give it a second thought. I mean, the truth is your garage door is the largest moving system in your house, and a little seasonal maintenance can go a long way toward preventing breakdowns and keeping your family safe. So first up, you want to look and listen. You need to start by simply watching and listening to the door in action. Is it moving smoothly? Is it jerking? Does it sound quiet and steady? Or is it creaking or grinding or rattling? Strange noises are often the first sign that something is off. Next up, you want to tighten any hardware. The garage doors go up and down a lot, and all of that movement can loosen the hardware. So use a socket wrench to check and tighten all the roller brackets and the bolts on the door and the tracks. While you're there, inspect the rollers. Now, the rollers should be checked twice a year, and you should be replacing them every 5 to 7 years. If they're cracked, chipped, or wobbly, it's just time to swap them out. Now, all of the moving parts should be lubricated, and this is the easiest way to extend the life of the garage door. Apply a high-quality lithium-based lubricant to the rollers, the hinges, and the tracks. Don't use WD-40. It's a cleaner, not a lubricant. Now, a little garage door spray lube goes a long way. Now you need to test the auto reverse feature. And this is a big one for safety. Place a roll of paper towels under the door and close it. The door should detect the obstruction and automatically reverse. If it doesn't, your system may need an adjustment or a repair, and it's not safe until you fix it. Also, you want to check those photo eye sensors. Those are the little sensors on either side of the garage door, about 6 inches off the ground. It's the one that my children keep blocking with a hockey stick or a soccer ball and then say, "Why won't the garage door close?" It's the eye sensors. So wipe them clean, make sure they're aligned. If the beams don't connect, the door's not going to close, or worse, it could close unpredictably. And then also look at the weather stripping. It's sort of the last stop here. Check the rubber seal at the bottom of the door. If it's cracked or brittle, replace it to keep out the water, the debris, and all of the pests this fall. It's great advice whether your garage is attached or detached to make this spot problem-free. So tackle that on your next free weekend, guys. It's a good project.
Coming up, if gutter cleaning is on your fall to-do list, but you'd rather not end up in some viral ladder falling video or taking a trip to the ER, you should stick around for Leslie's Last Word, where she'll address this very thing right here on the Money Pit.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides. in the wake of Donald Trump's one big beautiful bill. What's next on the legislative agenda? Can he top it with a bigger, more beautiful bill? We'll find out on this week's show.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Sarah, I was wondering, you're the teacher and the career counselor at the school. Why don't you go get a job doing something else?
To me, there's nothing more rewarding than working with students who are at the very beginning of their journey in finding who they are and deciding what they want to do with their lives. But I also had really amazing teachers in high school and administration in high school who really took the time to take me under their wing and showed me that they cared about me as a person and not just as a student. And that's what, you know, I always strive to do with my students here as well.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
The Culture and Christianity Podcast with Pastor Alan Jackson.
I don't think we can separate our health from our faith. You know, my mom was healed when I was a boy, supernaturally, and she stayed with us for another 50-plus years. But Christians will say to me, you know, do you believe in prayer or do you believe in medicine? And I'm like, yes. But I think the same is true with our diet.
Hear the full story on Culture and Christianity with Pastor Alan Jackson. Subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I am Leslie Segretti, and now is Jim's favorite time to answer emails. I mean, we get so many emails, Jim, so it's, you know, it's unfortunate we only get this time to do so, but pick out your favorite from this week.
Tough call, so I'll go with Jim.
How did you end up with that one, I wonder?
I wonder why I would pick that. Well, let's jump into his email and see what he has to say here. I've recently had a new roof installed, and now I'm noticing nail pops on the ceiling. Can I just drive the nails back through and patch and paint over it? Well, you could.
I mean,
you don't wanna.
That's kind of what most people try to do with nail pops. And a nail pop, by the way, if you're not familiar with that, is when you have a nail that kind of starts to back out of the drywall and sort of takes a little bit of that spackle with it. I mean, usually it's the diameter of a quarter. So if you try to drive it back in, you will see that it will just come back out again. So what you want to do is take another nail and kind of overlap the head of the loose nail. And don't even take that loose nail out. You just want to kind of overlap it and drive it back in. This way you're kind of going into some fresh wood with that new nail and locking that old one right in place. Now, if you do take it out, you could just replace it with a drywall screw. Either way, you're going to have to spackle and spot prime, and that should be good to go. And by the way, seeing nail pops doesn't mean that you have a big structural problem. I think a lot of people freak out when they see it. It's pretty much normal. I mean, there's normal expansion and contraction with the house just after normal movement, and that can cause it to occur. And it's funny, I feel like you don't see any, and then all of a sudden you see a bunch. So just tackle them, and maybe it's time to repaint that room. It could be the fall decor project you've been dreaming of. Try to put a positive spin on it. But that definitely should help you out. All right, Jim?
both gyms.
Stereo gym.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us, or thanks so much for emailing us at moneypit.com.
All right. We've talked about outdoor projects, Leslie, maintenance musts, and fall prep. But before we wrap up this hour, it's time for your last word. So today, we're heading up the ladder to talk gutter cleaning, why it matters, how to stay safe, and one simple upgrade that can save you from climbing up there again next year. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, cleaning your gutters may not be the most glamorous job, but it is one of the smartest ways to prevent major home damage, especially as we head into the deep fall season. So, safety first. If you're not comfortable on that ladder, don't work at heights often. You know, this might not be the task for you to DIY, so hire a pro. But if you want to do it, you want to be safe. So if you're up for the challenge, always watch for hidden hazards like a power line or a bee's nest. You want to clear those gutters, so arm yourselves with gloves, a sturdy ladder, and a garden hose. You can start at one end and work your way down. And remember, never reach or lean or kind of, you know, push off the roof. Stay firmly on that ladder and only move it as needed. Here's a tip. If you spot any loose gutter sections, tighten them while you're up there with gutter screws. It's a quick fix that can save you from costly water damage later on. You want to check the spouts. When you reach the end, you want to spray water through that downspout to make sure they're clear. If you're seeing clogs, you may need to disconnect that spout and clear it manually. You want to make sure that the water flows at least 4 to 6 feet away from the foundation. And you can add gutter guards here. Now, once you've got everything cleaned out and reattached, you could consider adding those gutter guards to just keep the leaves and the debris out for good. It'll save you time and ladder climbs in the future. And if you're curious about which gutter guard actually does the trick or which you should be skipping, there is a full review at moneypit.com. Well, we've had a very busy hour with you guys today, so thank you so much for joining us. Next week, we're going to dive into heating season, and if you haven't fired up your heating system yet, it is coming. But before you crank that thermostat, now is the perfect time to make sure your system is safe, efficient, and ready for the season ahead. All right, thanks so much for spending your valuable time with us. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next week.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT. Woo!
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
So glad you're there. It's Brian Kilmeade coming to you from Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. Tonight is debate night in the big mayor's race that the whole country's watching between a socialist, a defamed governor, disgraced governor who wants to be Mayor Cuomo and thought he'd have a layup to do it, and to Curtis Sliwa, third place, but hanging tough. Yossi Cohen will be with us, former director of Mossad. It's going to be a thrill to talk to him. And Mark Thiessen is standing by, also a thrill. He's got a great column, and he equates the peace that we, or excuse me, the agreement that we reach with Hamas and how it can work for Putin. But first, let's get to the big three.
Number three. They
are refusing to do their job. They're grasping for straws. They're trying to make this about political tabloids and political intrigue and horse races, exactly the kinds of things that people are sick of in this country.
Department is day 16 of the shutdown. Temperance Flair and Democratic Socialist side seem to take command of the Democratic Party. What's this going to do for the standoff and as the country loses billions of dollars while they don't work?
Number two.
The biggest challenge is getting Hamas out of control of Gaza, and that's looking actually as elusive as ever. And the big question is, how much capital is Trump going to spend? If Hamas continues to take power, it's going to take buy-in from the Arab allies to really push them out.
That is true, Josh Kreischauer. Gaza peace deal making some gains and some in-game adjustments as Hamas refuses to put down their weapons and return 19 bodies of the Israelis they murdered. We have the latest.
Number one.
Would you give President Trump credit to any extent? Credit or not?
I think it's too early to do so.
Too early to say.
But if it proves to be something that is lasting, something that is durable, then I think that that's where you give credit.
Zoran Mamdani weighs in. Doesn't give the president credit for 20 returned live hostages. Debate day for the New York City mayor's race. And the world is watching. Frontrunner Zoran Mamdani sits down with Fox to smile his way through his wacky policies, which make no sense. Mark, do you see that free buses get you crime and a huge deficit? Do you know that getting rid of charter schools just hurts minorities? I assure you the gifted program in New York City is one of the big drawing, the drawing cards that he's going to get rid of, let alone raising corporate taxes to get this. Be more like New Jersey, Mark Thiessen. Doesn't everybody want to have a tax structure like New Jersey?
Yes, exactly. I mean, look, if the people of New York elect this guy, they deserve what they get. It reminds me of when Ed Koch was running against Mayor Dinkins and then lost to Mayor Dinkins in the primary. They asked him, Mr. Mayor, will he ever run again? And he said, no, the people have spoken and they must be punished.
That's a great line.
That's how I feel about New York right now. As an expat New Yorker who's not going to have to live under this guy but cares about the city, I grew up there. It's my home. I think back to, first of all, I don't even know why Curtis Sliwa's in the race right now. He has no chance of winning, and he's basically electing Mandati. He should get out just like Adams did. But, you know, you look at the Andrew Cuomo, who is like a disgraced former governor who, you know, many New Yorkers, including our beloved Janice Dean, you know, literally blamed for killing their parents and grandparents. It reminds me of the governor's race when David Duke was the Republican nominee in New Orleans, and he was running against Edwards, who was the Democratic nominee, who was a convicted felon. And the slogan for Edwards was, vote for the felon, it's important. that's how I feel about, you know, Andrew Cuomo. I loathe Andrew Cuomo. I think he's one of the most loathsome politicians in America. I would pull the lever for Andrew Cuomo to stop Zoran Mamdani. You got to clear the field and, you know, let's vote for the guy who locked down the city during COVID and sent people with COVID into the nursing homes, because it's better than communism, which is literally what he is.
So if you want to know what life's going to be like here for people like me that work in New York City who don't get to vote but have to pay the taxes, here's what President Trump says is going to happen. He's going to double the pain. Cut 11.
We have a communist who's 33 years old, doesn't know a damn thing. Practically, he's never worked a day in his life. And he sort of caught on, right? And I'm not going to send a lot of money to New York.
And he says it's like throwing it out the window. So, yeah. So it's going to be a double squeeze.
Yeah, why would we subsidize communism? And look, he calls himself a democratic socialist. You know who else said that? The Democratic People's Republic of East Germany, the yeah. Democratic Republic of North Korea. If you ever see the modifier "democratic" in front of socialism, it's a giveaway that the communist, whether it's a country or a person, the guy's a communist. And you know, if New York wants to elect that, this is the city where the 9/11 attack happened, where Islamic radicals flew planes into buildings and killed thousands of people in our midst, and we're going to elect a guy who couldn't bring himself on Martha's show to say that Hamas should not have any role in governing Gaza, which Hamas is the same movement as Al Qaeda. They have the same goals. There's no difference between Hamas and Al Qaeda. Hamas is not a Palestinian liberation statehood movement. They are the same ideology as Al Qaeda. They want to destroy all the Western designed states. They want to build a caliphate that goes from Spain to the Middle East. And we're going to elect a guy who can't even bring himself to condemn that. It's just appalling.
Mark, how does the template for what the president's pulled off so far, and we go over the details of some things that are getting derailed, but has the template of that lead to what could happen in Ukraine?
Well, what he did what's very important to understand is that Biden, he rejected all of Biden's policies and reversed them. So Biden's policy was restrain Israel, withhold weapons, appease Iran. And he did the opposite. He armed Israel, he unleashed the IDF, and he obliterated the Iranian nuclear program. And that created the conditions that allowed him to do this peace plan, which the entire world rallied around. He didn't persuade Hamas to give up its weapons and to hand over the hostages. He forced them to do it by isolating them, by cutting off their patron, by inflicting financial and military pain on them. The same thing is true in Russia. Putin is never going to voluntarily come to the table. He's shown this. It's been 2 months since the Alaska summit, and what was supposed to happen was there was supposed to be a meeting with Zelensky, and then there'd be a tripartite meeting and a deal. And Putin not only has he refused to meet with Zelensky or meet his end of the bargain of the Alaska summit, he's escalated his attacks on Ukraine. He's sending drones into NATO countries. He's sending Russian fighter jets into NATO territory. He's escalated. And so you don't try and win a game of escalation dominance with Donald Trump. The way to bring him to the table is to give the Ukrainians the Tomahawk cruise missile to start inflicting pain on Russia the way he's inflicting pain on them, and you can crush their economy, crush their military, and then he'll have to come to the table.
Because they're going for the energy sector, and they're putting personal pain to the Russian people, and they're hurting him being able to literally fuel his military machine. At the same time, be able to bomb out drone factories. And they're not looking for innocent people in apartment buildings like the Russians are. So what you're saying, Mark, is show when Zelensky comes to town tomorrow, they've already had their military people here. NATO had a meeting two days ago. So they are NATO is buying these weapons, and they look to be setting up a legitimate missile defense system instead of a hodgepodge, whatever you got, give me. And they're looking to get a battle plan together. And when you show they're in for the long haul, let Vladimir Putin look around and check his bank account and wonder, wait a second, I was starting to break these guys. Now what?
So here's the thing. So Putin says it would be escalation for us to give Tomahawk cruise missiles to the Ukrainians. He has fired 2,400 cruise missiles into Ukraine, and he doesn't just target military sites. He targets schools. He targets children's hospitals. He targets shopping malls. So to give Ukraine the ability to respond in kind, except against military and industrial targets, is not escalation. It's proportional response. So this idea that this is escalatory is ridiculous, number one. Number two, if you give Ukraine the ability to do that, what it does is it takes – you can't reach all of the targets with drones, and you can't bring the payload you need to destroy them with drones. So if you give them a Tomahawk cruise missile, and they take out the Russian drone factory, they take out the Russian bomber bases, and also, by the way – you can take out their oil and natural gas production capability, which means you don't have to even put in sanctions or tariffs on China because you stop it at the source and start inflicting some real economic and military pain on Russia, then Putin's going to sue for peace. He's going to have to. He'll have no choice.
Right. And the thing is, you could say, look, I gained this problem. You know, they got off-ramps. He is not interested in the off-ramps. He was interested in making Trump look naive, but he's not. Trump's like,
listen,
yeah. So the off ramp is you get to keep the land you got, and for no reason except for we just don't want a prolonged war in the area. But what you've done is you have alerted all of NATO that America, instead of begging you to fortify your defense, now you know you have to. We added two more great countries into NATO. Maybe Joe Biden gets credit for that, whatever it is, or the reality suck. And now people understand that a Russian invasion is not a theory. It's a reality if they're not ready to fight.
No, it's exactly right. And look, the reality is that Putin always threatens escalation. So Biden was terrified of escalation, right? Putin would say, "Oh, if you give them F-16s, I'll escalate." And Biden would quiver and quiver and quiver, and then eventually he'd do it, and the escalation would never materialize. He said, "Well, if you give them TACMs that can fire into Russia, well, then we'll escalate." The escalation never comes because Putin has never attacked a NATO country. He's only invaded non-NATO countries because he can't beat Ukraine. How the hell is he going to beat Poland? How is he going to beat the NATO alliance in a war? He'd be crushed. And so he's not going to do that. So I think that the only way to end this is to impose costs on Russia that are unacceptable to Putin.
And hopefully we get a battle plan Friday. It's amazing the way these two, Zelensky and Trump, are beginning to like each other. And Zelensky came out the other day and said that Donald Trump is much better for Ukraine than Joe Biden was. And he makes quicker decisions, first and foremost. Mark, lastly, the New York Times had a story today, not denied by the administration. The CIA is working strongly, if I could use the president's term, in Venezuela. Not only are they blowing up boats, they are trying to pressure Maduro and get him out. He's an illegitimate leader of that country. He's destroyed it. He's killing people. And he's allowing China, Russia, and Iran to have a foothold in the hemisphere. And that's not okay.
No, it's not. I mean, this is the Monroe Doctrine.
How do you feel about
our hemisphere? I feel if Donald Trump wants to launch covert operations to bring down his regime, go for it. Look, one of the things that that Trump's national defense strategy is going to have is a focus on hemispheric security, on our security here at home, and having a dictator that is sending fentanyl into our country. I mean, truly, the fentanyl that's coming from Venezuela has killed more people than the 9/11 attack. Have inside our country. It's like a foreign army coming into our country and killing our citizens. Trump is right to designate them a foreign terrorist organization, these cartels, and to take them out. And the solution is the best way to do it is to get rid of the regime.
Well, you know, that Fortress America, which a lot of podcasters were hoping Donald Trump would do, is not coming out. They don't like the fact that he's now
not
looking at the reality. And not looking at the reality and saying, I'm not giving Russia the benefit of the doubt. He doesn't like the fact that he was all in on Israel. And they don't like the fact that he's getting aggressive with an enemy in our region. What is your response to areas, parts of the Republican Party who are not happy about that?
Well, first of all, those parts of the Republican Party represent a tiny fraction of the MAGA movement. If you look at every poll, and I've done multiple columns on this, MAGA voters are not isolationists. They are not. They want American leadership in the world. And when Trump ran in 2016, what did he say? He didn't say we need to pull back from the world. He said, we're sick of losing. We want to win. And now look at the wins we're getting with Donald Trump. You know, why do you think you have peace in the Middle East? Because he killed Qasem Soleimani and he obliterated the Iranian nuclear program. If the isolationists had their way, none of that would have happened. So, you know, Donald Trump is not an isolationist. The MAGA movement is not isolationist. There's this handful of isolationists out there who have loud voices. They're loud mouths, but they don't represent anybody.
This is the first time, maybe since Teddy Roosevelt was president, that you had a leader address Central and South America. And this is comprehensive. Remember, the first move was Panama Canal and get China out of there. And now he's trying to take a big risk and help Argentina. And I think part of the deal with Argentina is you got to kick out China. I hope it is. But we didn't do that. One thing that bothers me, and went over with Dennis Ross a short time ago, we did not demand for recognition of Syria's leader that Russia get out. And now we have Syria's leader meeting in Russia, him promising all military relationships are sustained. Why is that? Why are we allowing Russia to get a foothold after they killed so many innocent Syrians with barrel bombs? And now we're allowed this Al-Qaeda guy, who's not Assad, that we took a risk in recognizing, to go to Moscow and fortify relations.
Well, first of all, that could all be reversed with a stroke of a pen. So he better be careful.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, the sanctions can be put right back on. You know, he needs to make a decision. And to be perfectly honest with you, I wouldn't be betting my security on Vladimir Putin. He's got his hands tied up pretty tough in Ukraine, and it's going to get worse. You know, I would not be making my bed with Vladimir Putin if I was the leader of Syria right now.
Mark, I hope the president invites you over for the meeting with Zelensky. It'll be sure to go well. All right,
I'll meet you there.
All right, Washington Post. His column, Trump forces Hamas to the table. He can do the same with Vladimir Putin. And now you know the rest of the story. Mark Thiessen, thank you.
I've heard that somewhere before.
I made it up right now. It's my phrase. How dare you? Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs, whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited. The point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. In the past, have you tried creating a budget only to soon give up? Maybe you just haven't found the right budgeting strategy yet. One popular approach is the 50-30-20 rule, which is simple compared to many other strategies because it only has three categories. The first is needs. 50% of your budget goes to essentials like rent or mortgage payments, utilities, groceries, healthcare, and transportation. The second is wants, and 30% goes to discretionary spending on things like dining out, shopping, vacations, and streaming services. The final category is savings and or financial goals, which includes contributing to your IRA or 401k, investing in mutual funds and other investments, or saving cash in an emergency fund. This category also includes paying off debt. While minimum debt payments are part of the needs category, extra payments that help pay off the principal and hopefully get you out of debt faster are considered savings. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player who won the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health.
A major new global study reveals cardiac events don't strike without warning. It finds people who suffered a heart attack, stroke, or heart failure had at least one major heart risk factor years beforehand. Researchers analyzing the health records of more than 9 million people for a decade, they found more than 99% of patients had one or more risk factors, like high blood pressure and cholesterol, as well as blood sugar levels and tobacco use. The study also notes more than 93% of patients had two or more risk factors. That study was led by Northwestern Medicine and Yonsei University in South Korea. The author, Northwestern University cardiology professor Dr. Philip Greenland, says the goal now is to work harder on finding ways to control these modifiable risk factors rather than to get off track in pursuing other factors that are not easily treatable and not causal. The findings appear in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Well, some people have actually said I was the most qualified candidate ever to run for president. I like that some people say. Very nice. But go ahead. I'm just speaking facts.
Yeah.
She's out of her mind. She's had so many sycophants next to her. Her book tour is just an embarrassment, and she doesn't know it. She blames everybody but herself for the 107 days that she ran with over $1 billion, end up in deficit, with a lead after the convention. She got a nomination she didn't earn. She was able to have everyone whitewash her invisible 3.5 years of contributions to the Biden administration. Would have been a great opportunity for a capable vice president as a president just withered before her eyes. Instead, she's on a book tour, too good to be governor of California. It's actually a job you have to work for. Now she wants to be president, and she thinks this book is going to do it. And you have Kira Swisher come out and say, yeah, a lot of people say, of course, agreeing with it in the sarcastic way, that she's the most qualified person. Why? Because you were senator and attorney general and a vice president. By the way, if you want to look at resumes, much better resume for Joe Biden to ever run for president. You know, you look at George H.W. Bush, I'm pretty sure CIA director, congressman, war hero, a successful businessman who was vice president and then ran for president after 8 years as vice president. I'm pretty sure that's more qualified than Kamala Harris. Absolutely incredible. Who had run for president already and lost to Reagan. And Reagan said, you're so good, I want you to run with me. So, I mean, she says it's the closest election ever. That's not true. She's the most qualified. That's not true. She did a good job. I know that's not true. Coming up next, he was the former director of the Mossad, the most respected intelligence agency in the world. Yossi Cohen is going to be our guest next. And we're going to be on Zoom so you can watch it. So if you're on your iPhone, you can watch the whole interview.
News Audio presents Blood Mountain. Deep in the forests of Georgia, one hike turned into a nightmare.
Calculated. Savage. Homicidal maniac.
One woman's disappearance sent shockwaves across the nation. The ensuing search for a suspect revealed something more sinister. A serial killer was on the loose.
The more we heard about it, the worse it got.
The Blood Mountain Podcast. Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Alyssa's House Call for Health. A new study reveals some fruits and vegetables may cause higher levels of pesticide to be consumed than others. The study, published in the International Journal of Hygiene and Environmental Health, says eating some produce can lead to having higher pesticide levels found in the urine compared to eating other produce. The Environmental Working Group has dubbed these higher-level pesticide fruits and veggies as the Dirty Dozen. Researchers noting 203 pesticides on the Dirty Dozen list, with the most toxic mixtures found on green beans, spinach, peppers, and leafy greens. Onions, papaya, and watermelon were among the least contaminated foods. They were added to the Clean 15 list. Experts recommend thoroughly washing all produce, to buy organic if possible, and to choose mostly foods from the Clean 15 list. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, I'm Teresa Giudice.
I'm Clay Aiken.
I am Dre DeMatteo.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jill Whelan.
Hey, everybody. It's Billy Baldwin.
It's Patricia Heaton.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Polizzi.
It's Candace Bushnell.
Hey, everyone. It's Henry Golding.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
I'm Ted Lange, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley and every little town, and I got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem at that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Brave teenagers from Utah who kicked down a door to save some dogs from a burning house makes today's Dean's List. The fast-moving fire destroyed several homes on the block with smoke everywhere, but several friends worked together to try and save people and their pets from the flames. One of the teenagers say they didn't hesitate, jumping over the fence to see if they could help. There was a vehicle in one driveway, but no one coming out, so they rushed over and started banging on the door. Looking through the window, they saw a dog inside and decided to go in and rescue him. They were able to force the door open since it was locked, and security footage shows two dogs being saved. The owners of the pets were not home, but they were so grateful to the teens for saving their beloved dogs. The brave teenagers, meanwhile, say seeing how grateful everyone was made their risky decision so worthwhile. Janice Dean, Fox News.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We're not permitted to spy on the Israelis. We're not permitted. The potential for blowback is outrageous. Can you imagine if we spied on the Israelis and got caught? Every member of Congress would be demanding the CIA director's head.
Do you think that we really don't spy on the Israelis?
That was verboten when I was there.
I was surprised to hear you say that in that interview, because I figured it's this gentleman's game, so to speak.
Mm-mm. With most other places, post 9/11, you know, we developed the Five Eyes, and we don't spy on each other in the Five Eyes. And of course, we have very, very close relationships with other countries. Not a ton, but a lot. But the Israelis are special.
Yeah, we do not spy on the Israelis.
How does the Mossad feel about that? Is that in fact true? Why don't we ask the former director of the Mossad, Yossi Cohen, joins us now. Yossi, that was John Curacao. John was the head of the CIA counterterrorism operation in Pakistan. He led the raid that captured Abu Zubaydah, blew the whistle on the CIA enhanced interrogation program. Was he right? Is it forbidden, as far as you know, for us to spy on you guys?
Well, I hope he's right. I mean, first, thank you very much for having me in your show. That's an amazing thing, an amazing show. I mean, and thank you very much for hosting me. Well, I hope this is the case. I mean, I know that for sure. I mean, Israelis do not spy in the USA. We do not recruit Americans. We do not spy in the USA, not entirely. I mean, we don't do that. So I hope that America reciprocate. I don't know. I don't know that for sure, but I hope this is the case.
I mean, what I've seen with the Mossad being able to pull off over the, you know, my lifetime, over the last 15, 20 years, has been somewhat just astounding, but you're a part of that. Tell me how you got into it.
How did I get into the Mossad in the first place?
Yep.
Well, when I resigned from the army, I was a commander in the first Lebanon War in 1982. That was like 43 years ago. When I resigned from the army, I left for my first studies in a British college in London, and I was spotted there by the Mossad. I mean, my first few months in London, I was spotted by the Mossad, and I've been engaged and approached by them. And they said something like, not very clear, but we are the Prime Minister's Office, Ministry of Defense, stuff like that, and we want to offer you a job. I didn't know what is it all about, but I was very much interested in learning more or listening to them. And my first visit to Israel, I've engaged with the office, like Prime Minister's Office or any other cover name that they have used. And I realized that they are the mighty Mossad at the time. I was very much interested in doing it. And a few months later, I've started my exams, I mean, to make sure that I fit in. And a year later, I mean, after the exams were completed, I started my operational courses already. So in 1983, wow. I am a part of the Mossad. I mean, it took me 2.5 years to be certified as an operative. But after a very long, tough 2.5 years, I was eventually there.
I guess one of the stories is when you become a Mossad agent, you were known as Y, I guess. You kind of lose your identity. You could just disappear. You couldn't tell anyone you're involved in it, correct?
Correct.
So what's those?
Correct.
What have those years been like? I mean, it must have been really. You're sacrificing your personal life for the future of Israel.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, this is what you do. First, I mean, it has to be precisely defined in between what we do and what we don't do. We do not work inside the state of Israel. All right. So everything that operationally Mossad is doing is outside of Israel. So it's a kind of a very, very risky job. I mean, we go all over to the Middle East, we go all over to countries, and we operate in order to either recruit people or to conduct special operations to make sure that the state of Israel will be safer. I mean, not only the state of Israel, somehow the world will be safer. So, yes, you do sacrifice a lot. I mean, you do sacrifice your personal life, and you're willing to sacrifice your entire life, either your freedom or your life, literally. So this is something that we do on day-to-day basis.
So we watched how they infiltrated, the Mossad had infiltrated Iran prior to the attacks, watched as the Mossad had pulled off the most brilliant pager attack, followed up by the walkie-talkie attack over in Lebanon. And I'm wondering, and also the capture of all those documents proving that Iran had a nuclear program. You took it out of Iran and set it up in Israel. You were part of that operation, it seems. And it just seems like
True.
There's nothing you guys can't do. Can you bring us inside that operation to show the world what Iran was really up to?
Well, I mean, it was a very interesting times. I mean, it was like in 2015, in July precisely, I mean, the JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, what we call the Iranian nuclear deal, was signed between the powers, USA, China, Russia, and the three Europeans, I mean, backed by the IAEA in Vienna, the International Atomic Agency. And the agreement was signed under the Democratic Obama's administration. I mean, we have tried our utmost. I was like the prime negotiator for the State of Israel, working together with the White House and the others, to make sure that this agreement will not be signed the way the powers wanted it, but eventually it was signed. And in 2016, I am now the director of the Mossad, and we start to see something very weird happening in Iran after the agreement was signed. And they've started to collect materials from all over the countries in a very discreet manner. The one who led that job, or a discreet job, was Dr. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh. Rest in peace. I mean, since then, I mean, he died, right? But according to former reports in a special op inside Iran. But prior to that, he gathered all these kind of materials in a very distant area inside Tehran, but a very distant area from the center of Tehran, an area that would not be declared or notified as part of the administration or part of the regime. And we wondered, what is it? So the beginning of January 2016, my first days at the Mossad, we've learned that he's doing something weird, and I have ordered my people then not to lose the eye from the ball. I mean, to make sure that we know everything that he does, and to make sure that we know where is it going to. And with the minute we knew when it lands, and the minute they have been satisfied with the collection entirely from the entire state into this warehouse in Tehran, we breached in and we took half a ton of materials to Israel. I mean, in between the decision and the operation, Brian, it took us 2 years.
Wow.
Right? I mean, 2016, we took the decision. In January 2018, we've actually operated dozens of operatives, I mean, together inside this warehouse. We had like a few hours to sneak in, to steal what we need, because there were three huge containers with a lot of materials. So we had to control what we bring home and what we don't need to bring home. And then, you know, by 7 o'clock in the morning, the entire country was after us. I mean, the kind of pursuit that started, we believe, 10,000 policemen and circuit police, and all borders were totally closed. I mean, that's sea borders and aerial borders. Everything was totally controlled and sealed. So, but we planned that, and we knew that this was going to happen. So we left the materials inside Iran for a while. And then, not by FedEx or DHL, I mean, we're brought back to Israel.
Understood. You'll leave that up to mystery. But it just goes to show you, you had to show the world the truth. Because the world was signing off on Iran's diabolical program. So you had to get it out and prove to everyone, it's not my opinion, this is the fact. This is what they're really working on, making a mockery of the worst deal ever, which thankfully President Trump ripped up the first time. What about the pager?
Absolutely right.
Yeah, right. And so what about the pager Absolutely operation? Right. How long was that in planning, do you know?
Well, I mean, we've understood that there are, because of the use of technologies by our enemies, we have realized in the beginning of the 2000s, 2004 or so, that we can be, or we should be, part of their supply chain. Simple as that. I mean, it's not as simple as that, but we have decided to be part of the supply chain of part of the enemies. I mean, part of the groups of the enemies that we see that are conducting a discreet purchase of the things that they need. Because when an organization like a terror organization like Hezbollah is buying things, I mean, you can't really buy it, you know, Amazon or whatever, I mean, or eBay, yeah, and get what it needs, because part of the materials are not are forbidden, and he cannot really purchase that. So what we did is we have kind of conducted ourselves to be their official providers. I mean, we had to, of course, not telling them that we're Israelis. But the first equipment that we eventually sold to Hezbollah undercover, not knowing, of course, that we are neither Mossad nor Israel, of course, was already operating in 2006, the second Lebanon War. And since then, we're not caught, thank God. And since then, we are selling again and again and again equipment, not only to them, but to other, let's say, organizations or countries that we're interested in either three things. One is intelligence, two, location, and three, to disrupt. So disruption could be either a little bomb inside, little explosive things inside, or any other manner, like it will stop operating or will tell us where it is and what do they do with it.
So you, they didn't want cell phones, so they wanted to be tracked. So they were going to use pagers. They're going to be smarter than you. But you guys put explosive devices in those pagers. They always had to keep them on because they never knew when Hezbollah would come calling, and they had to do some terror operation, usually against Israel. And then the explosion happened and the follow-up with the walkie-talkies. And it began became clear that the Mossad had laid the groundwork to take out the world's number one terror group, and that's Hezbollah, and they have not recovered, and Nasrallah later would be dead because you were able to track his every movement. So the Mossad has pulled off incredible things. I want to play another cut. I just can't get my head around it. No one else can, and I think the rest of the world's in awe. John Curacao, though, is critical. He's a former head of the CIA counterterror operations, I mentioned. Listen to him. Cut 37.
Again, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like you'd be hard-pressed to argue with the fact that they are really, really good.
Best in the world. My experience is universally negative. Universally negative. I've never had a positive encounter with Mossad. I have never met a CIA officer who has had a positive encounter with Mossad. Because the Mossad doesn't give two shits what you think or what you are trying to focus on in your job. They care only about Israel. And if that means shoving their fists up your ass, or trying to recruit you, or telling you to go f*** yourself while they try to recruit, you know, the guy sitting next to you, or the guy in the defense contractor's office, they don't care what you think of them. Because for them, it's an issue of survival.
I don't know if you're going to, if you disagree with anything he said, right?
I disagree with everything he said. Yeah. Well, I don't know the guy, by the way. I've never worked with him or never met with him, or probably if I did, I don't remember the name. But you know what? When I finished my time after long 5.5 years, and I'd been working with 4 different directors of the CIA, I started with John Brennan, who was under Obama. Then Mike Pompeo took over. Then Gene Haspel, his deputy, took over when Mike was nominated to be Secretary of State. Then again, Bill Burns with the Democrats under Biden. And I know them all, and I respect them all. And the level of cooperation that I had with the CIA as director of the Mossad, deputy director of the Mossad, and you know what? Somehow, behind the scene, the discrete operations that we've conducted together maybe brought them to the point that I, in my last days, in my time, was invited to Washington, D.C., and I was awarded by the John Tenet Award given to me by the head of the CIA, reflecting exactly the wonderful cooperation that we had with the State of Israel and with the Mossad precisely.
I got it. One more question for you. As impressive as would, if you were in charge of the Mossad, would October 7th have happened? How could Israel have been so blindsided by people secretly doing drills and learning how to hang glide for them to pull off such a devastating attack? They killed so many and took over 200 hostages.
Right. I think, first, Mossad is not dealing with Palestinian story whatsoever. We're not involved in either Judea and Samaria, as, what we call the West Bank, or in Gaza Strip, unfortunately so. I think that you can see the differences in the level, as you have mentioned, I mean, what we can do inside Iran, which is far away. I mean, we don't share any border with Iran. I mean, it's hard to get in and to get out, or Iraq, or Syria, or other nations that we had to operate in. And the same way that we have infiltrated, I mean, in between a tougher organization called, as you mentioned correctly, I mean, Hezbollah. Now, Mossad is not dealing with Gaza Strip, and I say again, unfortunately. And, you know, at the national level of the discrete things that you don't see on the national level history is that we do have 2 lines of defense. The first line of defense is the intelligence line of defense. And this one collapsed because we didn't have enough intelligence. Blankly. I mean, in my book that I published recently in the USA too, The Sword of Freedom, I mean, you can read and learn about my willing, about my wishes to be part of the battle in Gaza Strip. I offered my Mossad services to the Prime Minister and to my counterparts inside Israel, head of our Shin Bet, the like equivalent to the FBI, head of the military intelligence inside the Israeli IDF, inside IDF. So, and I was kicked out. I mean, I was not like welcomed with our whatever troops, operatives, and methodologists. Why? Because they claimed wrongly that they have enough intelligence and they don't really need us. And this line of defense collapsed completely. I mean, we didn't see that. It's not a small operation that Hamas has conducted, right?
Yep.
It's not
big.
It's huge. 1,500, maybe 3,000 people working together in one day. That's a big, big, big thing.
Yossi Cohen, I'm just in awe of your career and your accomplishments and what you've done to make Israel one of the most formidable militaries and intelligence operations, and if not the most, in the world. And your contributions. I need another 3 hours with you, and I still wouldn't get the whole story. Hopefully,
Let's
we can talk again.
Day. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me again.
You got it. Back in a moment.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. And there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOOT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty-free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
I knew the Lord was with me, because in my weakness, He is strong. He gave me courage walking up to that stage.
18-year-old Justin Aguilar speaking before President Trump and the Religious Liberty Commission in Washington, D.C. about how he defied the authorities at his public high school who edited his valedictorian speech.
I submitted my speech. I had Jesus Christ written in it three times, and the three times it was crossed out. And as I was rewriting my speech, I decided to, you know, keep Jesus Christ in it.
Justin had also consulted with a nonprofit legal group that advised him he could read the original speech, but he never told anyone his decision to glorify his Lord and Savior. And the reaction was overwhelming praise by his fellow students and the administrators who edited his speech.
Your courage is not just for you. Your courage is for other people.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
It's Astrobot's birthday. The character behind last year's Game of the Year is celebrating everything PlayStation. We spoke to Nicolas Doucet, the founder of Team Asobi, who made the cute robot about the birthday.
Playful, just charming, kind of fun stuff. And if you were a PlayStation fan for many years, then you would enjoy it as well.
We also made sure to chat about haptics, something they use to bring this game to life.
So you can feel like metal, water, you know, like sand, or a little like, you know, pitty-patty of the rain.
Haptic responses are in modern controllers and your mobile devices. It's that little vibration that confirms that you hit a number on the touchscreen. Gaming uses it to bring you into their worlds.
Haptic feedback is based on sound waves. So what you feel inside your hands are sounds that you cannot hear, but the vibration of these sounds and the frequency actually gives a different kind of expression.
Listen to this week's Fox on Games podcast to hear the full interview with Doucet wherever you download podcasts. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
We'll be right back.
that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The problem, respectfully, is that your husband is the least qualified Department of Health and Human Services head that we've had in history.
I think that's a very dangerous... Why is he less qualified than an economist?
I think
How is that possible?
Is less qualified.
He spent his career studying toxins, studying people's health, fighting for one guy who was using Roundup for his job.
He has also spread a lot of misinformation, a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion.
So that is The View, and that's what happens when you're the wife of RFK Jr., want to sell a book and go on The View. I thought she did a great job defending her husband, considering she was said, I was in the Hollywood bubble for the longest time just trying to get the next acting job, was called catapulted into this family, Democratic family, and now I find myself surrounded by Republicans, and she seems thrilled by it. I mean that. And she talks about there are spouses now, spouses groups of politicians, and RFK has been under scrutiny, but man, he's the second most popular member of the MAGA movement, and I'm not saying he signs on to any or all of the president's policies, but he likes being around him, and the president's done exactly what he promised, giving him the opportunity at HHS to change things, especially what you eat, and make the CDC accountable, especially after what we witnessed they weren't during the pandemic. Has every move been great? No, it hasn't. But I like the team he surrounded himself with, and I love the fact that his wife is out there sticking up for him, knowing that she's not born a Republican or a politician. Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOOT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
After a Soviet arms buildup in Cuba, President John Kennedy addressed the American people with the world on the brink.
This sudden, clandestine decision to station strategic weapons for the first time outside of Soviet soil is a deliberately provocative and unjustified change in the status quo, which cannot be accepted by this country if our courage and our commitments are ever to be trusted again by either friend or foe. The 1930s taught us a clear lesson. Aggressive conduct, if allowed to go unchecked and unchallenged, ultimately leads to war. This nation is opposed to war. We are also true to our word. Our unswerving objective, therefore, must be to prevent the use of these missiles against this or any other country, and to secure their withdrawal or elimination from the Western Hemisphere.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Disgraced New York Congressman George Santos is getting out of prison thanks to President Trump, who commuted his sentence.
The former New York representative, the first openly gay Republican elected to Congress, was serving more than 7 years in federal prison in southern New Jersey. Santos pled guilty to fraud and identity theft, admitting he scammed donors and stole the identities of 11 people, including family members. The judge agreed with prosecutors that Santos didn't seem remorseful. Santos was also charged with fraudulently collecting unemployment benefits and lying to Congress. He flipped a House seat representing Long Island, but served less than a year in office after it was revealed that he lied about college and former jobs and fabricated much of his life story. I'm Jennifer King.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says President Trump accomplishments in the Mideast are undeniable, but he does give this word of caution.
There are tremendous heavy lifts awaiting, not the least of which, perhaps the primary of which, is the demilitarization of Gaza and disarming Hamas.
Dr. Oren warns there's still a lot of hard work to do. He made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The two survivors of an American military strike on a suspected drug-carrying vessel in the Caribbean will be sent to Ecuador and Colombia, their home countries. That's according to a social media post by the president. The military rescued the pair after striking submersible vessel Thursday of what was at least the sixth such attacks in September. A Cameroonian flagged ship has caught fire in the Gulf of Aden off Yemen. At least one mariner was missing Saturday, another still likely abroad the burning tanker after the rest of the crew abandoned the vessel. British and European Union officials offered differing opinions about what sparked the blaze aboard the Falcon, with the British suggesting a projectile hit it, while the EU said it appeared to be an accident. The nation's midsection bracing for severe storms that could produce tornadoes from the Mississippi Valley to from northeast Texas to Indiana. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family, career, just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here. Think Factor, created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, clearer thinking. It's a natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, even vibrant vision. I've been looking for a product like Think Factor, and it's been a game changer in my life. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks like I do, if you want to keep your memory strong, like I do, if you want to maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, Think Factor is here. Think Factor is for you. Think Factor, from the makers of Relief Factor. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com to order Think Factor. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Or go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com to order Think Factor. Your first bottle, just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better, daily.
The U.S. succeeds in blocking a global fee on shipping emissions as an international meeting adjourns without new regulations.
The world's largest maritime nations have been discussing ways to move the shipping industry away from fossil fuels. On Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump urged countries on social media to vote against the regulations. The proposed regulations would have set a marine fuel standard and imposed fees for emissions above allowable limits. Shipping emissions have grown to about 3% of the global total, increasing calls for action. Saudi Arabia called for a vote to adjourn the meeting for a year. More than half the countries agreed. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Trump is extending a special rebate on auto parts until 2030. Tariffs on those parts had threatened to raise costs for automakers. The exemption was originally supposed to be a short-term bridge to give automakers time to move production lines back to the U.S., the president officially signing a proclamation. Breaking news at townhall.com. The Australian government has begun a public education campaign with tips on how to wean children off social media.
It's all ahead of a world-first national 16-year age limit taking effect. Australian E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says information on her agency's website explained the new laws. It also offered checklists and conversation starters about ways to make the transition. Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms could be fined millions starting in December if they don't take steps to prevent young Australians from holding accounts. Australia's age restriction is being watched closely. Keith Peters, Washington.
Prince Andrew has been banished from the royal whirl after emails emerged this week showing that he had remained in contact with Jeffrey Epstein longer than he previously admitted. The House of Windsor has finally moved to insulate the monarchy from years of tawdry headlines about Andrew's dodgy friends and suspicious business deals. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everyone, from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show, moving through a busy, busy week. It's Trump world. 9 months in, every day is a blizzard of information and big stories. A lot of it surprising. All good. I mean, for example, you anti-IVF? I'm not, and President Trump is trying to tell everyone he wasn't, and yesterday he proved it by expanding it and subsidizing it to make people in, I guess, working-class situations get it subsidized by some of the makers that implement IVF. So that comes up on the president's agenda, and HHS and the MAHA movement on top of international relations. This hour, we're going to be joined by Governor Chris Sununu, the 82nd governor of New Hampshire. Is his brother going to run for the open Senate seat in New Hampshire? Or is he going to compete against Scott Brown, who's raised a lot of money and thinks it is looked to have a legitimate shot of winning over that seat? Seth Barron's going to be here, New York Post board, author of Last Days of New York. I want to get his take on the debate last night, which brings us to the big three.
Number three.
We have a commitment from them, and I assume they're going to honor that commitment. I hope they do. But they also said they're going to behave. We're going to find out if they behave. If they behave, good. If they don't behave, we'll take care of it.
Gaza Phase 2 has challenges and needs a quick, decisive leader at this critical time as Hamas won't put down their guns and deliver the bodies of the Israelis they murdered. We have the insight.
Number two.
There's no indication that Vladimir Putin wants to pursue peace. The United States historically has been the arsenal for democracy, and what Putin wants to do is ensure that as little military assistance to Ukraine is provided from the United States as possible.
And he's trying to head off a big delivery as President Zelensky comes into town today. I think his Hail Mary phone call, Vladimir Putin, might get him a meeting in Hungary, but it's all about to blow up if he's not going to produce. We'll talk about it.
Number one.
And you're also going to hear from my opponent about text messages that I sent that I deeply, deeply regret. I am ashamed. I am embarrassed. He keeps saying that he is sorry. Jay, if you're really sorry, you wouldn't be running.
True. Impactful debates in Virginia and New York City for the Big Apple. One last chance to see if Cuomo or Sliwa could stop the inexperienced socialist Mamdani. And a Virginia, the AG race of national importance. And the New Jersey race, with polls showing Jack Cittarelli is continuing to close on Mikey Sherrill. Quick note before I bring in Seth. We got the Fox Nation Patriot Awards coming up. It's going to be streamed on Fox Nation. We're going to have so many big stars there. Sean Hannity hosts. Go to foxnation.com/Patriot Awards. Let's bring in Seth Barron, New York Post editorial board member and author of The Last Days in New York. Seth, your reaction to the debate last night, and I'll play some clips. First off, what's your takeaway?
Hi, Brian. My takeaway is that, you know, Mamdani, all he needed to do was skate through, and I think he did. He's a smug, self-satisfied liar. He proved that last night when he said that he had never called for the decriminalization or the legalization of prostitution. He did, and not only did he do it, he did it on the floor of the assembly. He said sex work is work. He heartily believes in the legalization of prostitution. So, I mean, this is a guy who'll say anything. I mean, who goes up on TV and brags about their own integrity? I mean, I think that's up to other people to decide if you have integrity or not.
True. And I saw Rosanna Scotto, just who I tried to get him to say, I'm against prostitution. And he never did. We'll see. Might get in there. Go ahead.
Well, he won't say he's against prostitution. He won't say he's against Hamas. He won't say a lot of things. He just smiles his smile and, gets away with it.
He's going to raise taxes on corporations to New Jersey levels, which is abhorrent. New Jerseyans all think their taxes are too high, but now New York wants to do it. He's going to raise taxes on millionaires. He says rich people, he obviously resents. That means people who make over $1 million have to give over 50% of their income. So make a million, give up 560,000 of that. who wants to work 80 hours a week and give away more than half? So he doesn't think that successful people work hard. I guess he thinks we're cheating the system or are white. Here is him, and he's here, and here he is sparring with Andrew Cuomo over Israel's right to exist. Cut nine.
I've said time and again that I recognize Israel's right to exist. I've said that I will not recognize any If I would be allowed to finish,
okay.
That I would not recognize any state's right to exist with a system of hierarchy on the basis of race or religion. I have made that very clear. And part of that is because I'm an American who believes in the importance of equal rights being enshrined in every single country, whether we're speaking about Israel or whether we're speaking about Saudi Arabia. You can stand here and you can lie all you want, but New Yorkers know that.
We want support.
So, I mean, he doesn't like the way the Israel's set up. So he says, I like Israel has a right to exist, but not the way it is.
Well, he doesn't. He claims that Israel operates on a hierarchy of race and religion. Now, it's true that it is the Jewish state, same way America is the United States of America. But Israel has 20% of Israel's population are Arab citizens. They have the full rights and the same rights as the Jewish citizens. So, yes, there's a Jewish character to the state, but there is not a hierarchy of the citizens. Basically, go to Czech Republic. If you're like a German and you want to move back to Czech, they won't let you, even if your grandparents were from there, because they prioritize Czech nationalism and Czech blood. This is all over the place, and he's basically pretending like he doesn't know what the real question is.
Right.
Palestine is not going to have Jews in it.
If they want to survive, no kidding. And we know that's got certain hurdles, too. So Mondami and Cuomo went at it, too, on Governor Hochul. Now, Governor Hochul, he has said in the past, made New York unaffordable, and that's why he has not endorsed her. And now that she came and appeared with him, even though he still has not endorsed her, she's endorsed him, even though she says, I disagree with him on some things. And now she's suddenly going to be open to raising taxes, Governor Hochul. And we originally said she isn't. So I want people at home to hear this exchange with the moderator, Cuomo, and Mamdani. Cut 12.
Who supports Kathy Hochul for re-election?
It's a decision that should be made after this general election.
So no decision. Mr. Cuomo, you handpicked her as your lieutenant governor. No thought.
You have to know who's running.
Yeah. Okay. So.
And I would add that I do think that Kathy Hochul, our governor, has been doing a good job in not only
serving for re-election,
not only delivering for New Yorkers, but also standing up to Donald Trump.
Do you support her for re-election?
Then endorse her.
I'm focusing on November.
Why don't you endorse her?
I appreciate her support and
thanks,
I appreciate
candidates.
Her work.
But
thanks,
you don't
candidates.
Endorse her.
He doesn't endorse her. It's unbelievable. By the way, what terrible politician Hochul is. She goes and endorses him and doesn't get guaranteed of an endorsement back?
She's running so scared that she's going to get primaried from the left. I mean, she is, by Delgado. And she doesn't know. I mean, she's a sucker, and he's a snake.
Couple of things. Governor Hochul, the theory is, and I was speaking to people last night at the Al Smith dinner about this, she's running against Elise Stefanik. She's going to get the nomination for the Republicans. I saw a poll recently. She's within 5 points already with low name recognition throughout the state. And we know what a great politician she is and how smart she is. They say, and I wonder if Seth Barron agrees with this, that if Mamdani was to win, it helps Stefanik against Hochul. Do you agree?
Oh, certainly it helps. It helps him upstate on Long Island. I mean, the problem is to win a statewide race, a Republican needs to get 33% of New York City. You know, look, Elise is a great politician. I think she's, like, very personable. I think she has a shot, but, you know, it is a steep hill.
No doubt about it. Here's Curtis Sliwa on public safety, what he would do. Cut 11.
7,000 cops. You already have a plan in Boston where you pay for taxes in the future. This is a great plan in which universities and others who have bought our properties that are now taken from the real estate market and taken from property tax pay. We could raise $1 billion from Columbia University, NYU, that are in the real estate business, and Madison Square Garden, your friends, Andrew Cuomo, Jimmy Dolan, who pays no property taxes. That's how you raise $1 billion to get 700 police officers trained vetted and out into the streets in the five boroughs, and then the police will be on the subways and they will be patrolling the old-fashioned way where they're needed.
He knows law enforcement, no doubt about it, Seth, right?
Oh, listen, I love Curtis, and I think Curtis really actually made a lot of sense talking about the police,
yep.
And especially this whole idea of how social workers can go out and do the job that police shouldn't be doing. He's 100% right that Mamdani doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't really think that the idea of taxing Colombia, I mean, I think those people already pay, like, payments in lieu of taxes. But listen, I mean, maybe he's not the greatest financial guy, but he certainly knows what he's talking about with public safety.
Right. So what about the pressure that he says he's gotten offered millions of dollars to step out? If he did step out, what would affect, how would the race be affected? Or is it too late now anyway?
I think it's a little late. I think, yes, there are people, there may be some people who are on his side who would jump to Cuomo. But listen, he ran last time and won 28% of the city. There's a lot of Republicans. There's a lot of people who really don't like Cuomo and are not going to vote for him. I mean, I know people who are steadfast that they are voting for Curtis and Curtis only. So maybe it would help. But, you know, he's the Republican. He's on the Republican line, and at least he's honest about that, and that's what he's doing.
Right. So, Seth, there's another debate, and then you got a couple of weeks, and we're going to actually have the election. The last poll looks pretty bleak for the rest of the field. 52% among likely voters for Mamdani, 14% for Sliwa, 28% for Cuomo. Now, Eric Adams won with 70% of the vote. So this guy just got over 50%. So does anything change? Could their polls be this far off? There's nothing to really, now that Mamdani's been really found out and I think failed with Rosanna Scotto and Martha McCallum, do you think that there's anything that could derail him?
I mean, I suppose if like a million people who never vote decide to come to the polls and vote for Cuomo, but that doesn't seem very likely. I don't really think so, unless some massive scandal emerges. You know, it seems like it's pretty much a done deal.
So the last thing is, we've seen these mayors and governors clash with Donald Trump in Chicago, in Illinois, and in Portland, Oregon, mayors and governors. And then we see in Tennessee it's working, to fix Memphis, the Democratic mayor and governor. The question is, if Donald Trump comes in and tries to help you with crime, are you going to take the aid or are you going to fight him like Governor Pritzker? Here's what Cuomo said, cut two.
I would say to the president in the first conversation, look, we have had many, many battles. We fought together every day during COVID. And the battles were bloody. And I'd like to avoid them. If you come after New York, you know what I'm going to do. You know it's going to be ugly. And my chances are almost 50-50, even though you're the president. I'd like to work with you. I think we can do good things together. But number one, I will fight you every step of the way if you try to hurt New York.
All right. So that's Cuomo's approach. We also know that Cuomo, when it comes to being tough on crime, he's the one with no cash bail. And when it comes to energy, he's the one who got rid of the nuclear power plant and refused to frack, even though an environmental study says you can frack no problem. So that hurt everybody in upstate New York. So, I mean, clearly President Trump would rather work with Cuomo than Mamdani.
Sure. And, Mamdani, I think, has been very foolish coming out and saying, I'm going to fight Trump every step of the way. I am Trump's worst nightmare. I mean, is he kidding? Does he think the mayor of New York City that's like orders of magnitude under the type of power that the president has. He's fooling himself and he's fooling his base, because if he becomes mayor, Trump will just like stomp him.
The other thing is, just real quick on these free buses, it's going to cost the city $800 million. This city was so bootstrapped, the MTA, that they have the congestion pricing. So they're demanding that just to drive across the city. I think it's the first one of the country. But then we're going to make buses for free. It's going to be a haven for the homeless, for the drug-infused. And it's no longer going to be okay for kids to jump on a bus, because they're going to be fast and free and dangerous.
And as he pointed out, one great reason to do this is because it'll decrease assaults on bus drivers. It's like, well, why not make everything free?
Right. If I'm on for free, there's no reason to punch a bus driver. Which, by the way, there was always, I guess he's saying at one point there's rationalization for doing that. Unbelievable. Said, I mean, I find people, I traveled two different states over the last 2 weeks. Everyone says, what is New York City doing? What are they thinking? When you get that, since you have been here forever and you've been writing forever here, and now you're with the Post, what do you say to people?
Look, I mean, New York is its own little bubble. The Democrats seem to think that making Mamdani win a Democrat primary is like a national phenomenon. But outside of New York, even Democrats don't want to become like socialists, not to mention Republicans. So, look, people in New York are off in la-la land, as far as I can tell. I don't know what they're thinking, but, you know, I'm stuck here, sort of. So, I mean, that's kind of what we're dealing with.
Yes, I got the worst of both worlds. I live on Long Island, which Nassau County could never relate, but I work here. So I pay the taxes, and I can't vote. So, Seth, thanks so much. I'll tell you what, it does make good copy and does bring a lot of interest to something that's usually not a national story. This, sadly, is a national story because I'm afraid it's going to be a national trend, at least on the left. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, bottom of the hour, we go inside the Senate, the House, the shutdown with Governor Chris Sununu. Always a voice of reason in and out of office.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, GoldCo. Right now, GoldCo is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A postman from Australia makes the Dean's List, whose kindness did not go unnoticed. Gurpreet Singh was making his usual rounds when he was caught in a sudden downpour. Gurpreet noticed some sheets hanging outside on a clothesline while he was delivering a package to a home and decided to take them down and place them under a cover to shield them from the heavy rain. The woman who owns the home saw Gurpreet on her security camera and couldn't believe her eyes. She was prepared to come home from work and see her soaking wet sheets, but instead saw that they were dry and covered thanks to their mailman. She posted about the good deed with the video, and the message was shared thousands of times. A local morning show interviewed Gurpreet after his story was shared all over the world. He says it took just 60 seconds to take care of the woman's laundry, and he would do it again in a heartbeat. He doesn't understand why so many were touched by the gesture, but knew he would have wanted someone to do the same for his family. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health.
With the school year now in full swing, health experts are warning parents to watch for signs of burnout, as a child's schedule can fill up pretty quickly. Pediatric psychologists with Cleveland Clinic say if you notice changes in a child's sleep, eating habits, mood, or grades, they may be juggling more than they can handle. They suggest helping them prioritize tasks that matter the most while still making space for extracurriculars. One psychologist says extracurricular activities give children an outlet outside of the things they have to do. They provide opportunities for peer interaction, offer structure, and help them learn time management skills. The Cleveland Clinic notes some stress is normal, but too much can take a toll on a child's mental and physical health. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On April 9, 1959, NASA named the first group of American astronauts, selected from a list of 110 candidates. In just 2 years, on May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard would become the first American astronaut in a suborbital flight.
Which of these men will be first to orbit the Earth, I cannot tell you. He won't know himself until the day of the flight. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
What do you think he's going to say? Please sell tomahawks? Is he going to say, please sell those tomahawks? I really appreciate it. I did actually say, would you mind if I gave a couple of thousand tomahawks to your opposition? I did say that to him. I said it just that way. He didn't like the idea. He really didn't like the idea. No, I said it that way. You have to be a little bit lighthearted sometimes, but no, he doesn't want tomahawk is a vicious weapon.
So that is the President of the United States is usually taking questions. First, he's talking about IVF, not the IDF, IVF, and then takes questions, and it's about the Russia-Ukraine and the meeting today with Zelensky this afternoon, and at which time I think we've had a series of meetings, NATO meetings, to talk about how long-term Ukraine can survive and maybe thrive because they're beginning to get some momentum back against the Russians. Because tomahawks are on the table, Vladimir Putin, in my view, picks up the phone, calls the president. They speak for 2.5 hours, probably an hour and a half because they have to wait for the interpreter, even though he can understand English pretty well. Donald Trump comes off saying, we're going to meet in Hungary. At which time, you got to think there's going to be some type of concession and guarantee going in. That's what General Keane was saying. You can't just say, let's go meet again like Alaska, and then have them say, no, I don't think so. Let me think about it. Because what you do is delay even further. I'm not sure what 2 weeks buys Vladimir Putin, but I agree with the president. Hey, you want to talk, we'll talk. But you got to just say this. This is what I would do. I pass the Senate sanctions. I say I'm going to sign them if this doesn't go well in Hungary. And I would say the tomahawks are on their way. And I'm going to tell them, do not use them until after Hungary, but I'm going to deliver them, and you'll use them. And if you know we get a settlement, we're going to take them back. But most of all, in the end of this agreement, which the president wants to land, I know Putin wants the president to think he can land a deal at the very least. If not, there's got to be a plan B, not like Alaska.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the Putin mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis,
to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I was held accountable by my party, and I deeply, deeply respect that. But what about when Donald Trump used incendiary language to incite a riot to try to overturn an election here in this country? What about when Winsome Sears used violent language about people who disagree with you and her and your extreme position on abortion? What about when John Reed shared Nazi porn? You haven't said a word. I've taken accountability for my mistakes. It's time you take accountability, too.
Okay, really? That's the parry? Is that a good political move? Say, yeah, I made a mistake saying I'd like to shoot my the Republican speaker's family, who you knew. But what about January 6th? Will that fly? Chris Sununu knows all about politics, grew up in it. His dad, former chief of staff for the President of the United States. He, a two-term governor. Was he just two?
No, four.
Four terms.
But it was 8 years. Term. Yeah, it's two-year term. So it's, yeah. It's.
And they really wanted him to run for Senate. The problem was, I forgot. Oh, you didn't want to run for the Senate.
I needed a paycheck.
The 82nd governor of New Hampshire. But you really know, you have a passion for politics. You
I love it.
So you know what's going on with the AG race in Virginia.
Oh, it's crazy.
Right, yeah. So it's Jay Cross from 2022. These text messages come out, and they said, bow out. And he said, no. And the governors and Abigail Spanberger, the gubernatorial nominee on the left, says, well, I'm not going to withdraw my endorsement. I unfortunately apologize. So yesterday was the one and only debate. From what you know, was that a good parry, Jay Jones? But what about you? What about January 6th?
It wasn't bad, but I mean, I think the Democrats are in that state right now. They're digging their heels in. They're kind of trying to run out the clock, right? They know they have a lot of things, bad things they have to answer to. They got 2 weeks left. They're hoping that their poll margins are big enough. I think you got to go back to understanding most voters don't make up their mind until the last couple weeks. Right. The poll numbers on October 6th are not the results on November 6th. So I think they're making a mistake. I think folks in Virginia, and integrity matters. And these things are real issues.
So I understand if you say you don't want him to get off the ballot because you can't put anybody else on. Right. But for Spanberger not to withdraw her endorsement,
right?
That's wouldn't you withdraw your endorsement if it was a Republican?
Of course, and but again, because integrity should matter. But on that side, they look. I know how this stuff works. I've been there. You have a couple big time Democrat political consultants telling them, dig your heels in, say nothing, do your best to move on. There's a federal government shutdown. There's all these other things that'll push this off the headlines in the next couple of days. And that's why I go back to they're just trying to run the clock out.
Is Virginia harder for Republicans because of the shutdown and the Doge cuts, because they do live in the vicinity in Northern Virginia? Does that matter?
I think it's harder for anyone that's elected. I think Warner, right, will have trouble trying to, you know, a lot of his constituents, Senator Warner, his constituents in Northern Virginia are going, what's going on here, buddy? I got to get paid. You know, so I think any political entity in Virginia has a tough time explaining government shutdown and things of that nature.
Even though they could blame Republicans?
Well, yeah, because they know they're just not working. At the end of the day, they know that they're not getting a paycheck. And so when you look at the national poll numbers on the shutdown, I think initially you saw a lot – there was some negativity towards Republicans because the average person says, look, who's in charge? It's not working. It must be your fault, right? That's as deep as the thought process goes. As this conversation has gone on and as people realize, wait a minute – the Republicans just want to keep this thing open. The Democrats are trying to have a giant national rebuild discussion over health care. That's not clearly not the right process. You've seen all the AOC comments and the Schumer comments from a few years ago saying, you know, you'd never shut down the government over, you know, renegotiating
when
a
Trump
policy.
Was president.
Yeah, when Trump was president. So they're trying to have it both ways. That message is getting out there. People are realizing enough is enough. Get this thing.
I mean, Harris right now has a 1-point lead in Virginia. That's significant. That's prior to that debate.
Yeah.
So, and what about the gubernatorial race? It's about a 6-point lead for Spanberger, right?
Yeah, it's a little bigger.
The lieutenant governor does not have the endorsement of the president. She's asked for it repeatedly. But you know it's a double-edged sword in purple states sometimes.
So, sometimes it is. Whether the president's endorsement in the general election would matter too much at this point, it'd probably be a wash. I got to tell you, I think the negative ads the Democrats are putting out against the lieutenant governor, they're effective. That negative advertising they have against her, I've seen a couple of them. It's tough. It's really tough.
On abortion?
We've all seen those ads where they do the thing where they make you, the opposing candidate looks as bad as possible, and they grab one soundbite out of context. I got to tell you, they've done a good job of manipulating her message, what she's really about. I think she's terrific myself, but I think the Democrats have done a good job manipulating that message, which has driven this 5 or 6 point
deficit.
Well,
you see Spanberger's performance in the debate as she robotically answered, had no answer for anything.
Nothing.
About girls in men's bathrooms and men in girls' bathrooms.
She couldn't wait to get off that. She's like, please just stop asking me questions. Can we go now?
What are the worst things ever? You're in New York City now.
Yes.
I know you don't like to spend too. Well, you like New York.
I like New York. I like to visit New York, and I don't spend much money here because I can't afford anything because of your taxes.
Which is why you want to relax the communist, because he's going to make everything affordable.
Oh,
is that
thank
correct?
God. Did you watch the Mamdani?
I watched a lot of it, but I was at the Al Smith dinner last night.
I mean, he really is a socialist dream, right? He's done absolutely nothing in his life, but he's got a great manicured beard. And he's going to be running a $115 billion budget pretty soon.
And with not only that, 33 with not says flat out, I don't like capitalism. Right?
I don't like capitalism. And he, give Cuomo credit. Cuomo's like, look, I saw your resume. The most important thing you've ever done is you were an intern for your mom at one point. And Mamdani doesn't even deny it.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, but I have integrity. Like, that's his answer.
Right. And
that means I'm good to run a $115 billion budget and dig New York out of the crisis that it's in.
And the way you cross-check if someone has integrity is ask them.
Yeah,
everybody
right,
knows.
Exactly.
Here is Mamdani speaking yesterday on how you're going to pay for free buses, how you're going to pay for free health care for everybody, free daycare. Cut in.
I believe we will see the same thing with our push to ensure that we are taxing the wealthiest and the most profitable corporations the fair amount that they should pay.
But again, Mr. Mamdani, I know Governor Hochul indicated this week there may be some open windows, but more or less income tax on millionaires is off the table, according to the governor.
If you raise the state's top corporate rate to match that of New Jersey, you'd be raising $5 billion in and of itself.
Zoran, boy, your fantasies are never going to come about in terms of funding everything you want that's going to be free, free, free. It's a fantasy. Let's deal with the reality.
The Assemblyman's whole plan is based on a myth. He said he's going to raise the taxes the same as New Jersey, corporate tax. No, it would be double the tax. You would see New Yorkers on I-95 fleeing to Florida.
To some of the exchanges you watched. Yes.
Hey, look, they're right, right? They're absolutely right. But this lead that he's built up in this city
is 20 points.
It's I don't know if it's surmountable. I really don't. Even if, Sliwa or whatever his name is gets out of the race, I don't know if Andrew can overcome that at this point. But look, New York, you're going to get what you voted for. I'm all about democracy, and you're going to get it. And this is going to be a socialist disaster.
Well, when you see AOC and Bernie Sanders get these big crowds, you see this guy get this big lead, and that's the Democratic Party. Just put your analyst hat for a second. Why? Why is this taking over? They feared Bernie was going to be too strong. Mm-hmm. Now he's got disciples.
Yep. It's populism, right? All of politics, and you can even make the argument on the right as well, has kind of divulged down to its lowest common denominator, which is if I have a nice soundbite and I look good, people will pay attention to me. And how people consume information is just, it's a barely an inch thick anymore. They don't look at policy. They don't look at really what matters. They look at kind of what's showy. Now, the net result is you are going to have, Andrew Cuomo is right, massive amounts of businesses walking out of New York. I'm now the president of Airlines for America. I was here yesterday with
what
Jeff
Blue. What does that entail?
So I represent the 9 largest airlines in Washington, D.C. So one of the airlines we represent is JetBlue, hometown airline of right here in New York City. And, Joanna Garrity is turning that airline around. But they're based here in New York, and they know that politically no one is willing to help them. And just driving not just them out, but their satellite businesses and ancillary opportunities. Their workers can't, live in the city anymore. So they love New York, and they're committed here. But they were explaining how hard it is to be in a place that is so anti-business. Regulation just crushed it. Just like Buttigieg did with transportation, the airline industry, crushed the airline industry. Absolutely crushed it for 4 years until Trump and Secretary Duffy came in saying, hey, what do we do to make this work?
A couple of things. The word affordability is right. I mean, New York City, for people who are 23 years old, without their parents helping them significantly, if you have an entry-level job of $50,000, $60,000,
no
can't live here.
You're living here.
So, but how do you do that and within the capitalistic framework? So if I was to put that issue in front of you, Mayor Sununu of New York, how do you handle that?
So you let the free market work. Just like, and I know New Hampshire is different than New York, but it's exactly what we do in New Hampshire. We don't overregulate because every regulation costs you as a consumer money. It costs housing money. You have empty apartments because your system is so overregulated here. Empty apartments that won't go filled right here in New York City because it doesn't make economic sense to actually do it because of all the regulations and stipulations that kind of come with that. It's a completely backward system. People, at least on the left, they try to get a lot of credit for look at how much money I'm spending, but they never want you to look at the results. Just walk the streets of New York. This is a great city that is just being held back with all this regulation. So as a governor or as a mayor, you open up the free markets. You put dollars exactly where they need to be, which is in law enforcement, public safety, health and safety of the community. You get rid of all these NGOs and ancillary programs. We talk about NGOs at a national level, but the non-government organizations, they're not just nonprofits. They're like these quasi-government things that get literally hundreds of millions of dollars from the city of New York and produce virtually nothing to show for it, but they're political friends of those in power. That's a colossal waste of money. So you just got to focus the resources where they are, support businesses, incentivize them, don't overregulate them, create opportunity. Everything starts to flourish, right? Everything starts to work. People want to build more housing. The costs go down because of competition. At the end of the day, the consumer wins big.
And the most idiotic thing you probably ever heard was, let's freeze rents. As if that's the problem. The ripple effect from freezing rents is, I'm not going to be a landlord. Yeah. I'm not going to hold on to that building. I'm not going to keep that building up for the prices that you rent it.
And then they keep talking about jacking up minimum wage. If we just raise minimum wage, you did that massively over the last 10 years, and it just made all these cities worse. I would argue the illogical raising of minimum wage to unbearable amounts for these businesses result in more people getting fired because a business only has so much money they can put toward their labor. If I have to pay everyone 40% more or double, that means I have to have half the people, right? So people end up getting fired. In New Hampshire, we have the lowest minimum wage in the country, right? Yet we have the lowest poverty rate in the country. Isn't that what you're trying to fix with minimum wage? Let the free market work. It works. Forget Mamdani. None of those three on the stage really even understand that concept. But Mamdani especially, it's a great city, and it's a shame. You don't want it to be this experiment of socialistic disaster because the people of this great city deserve so much more than that. But this is democracy. You vote for it, you're going to get it.
When we come back, Governor Chris Sununu tells us how the president's doing. Will his brother run for the Senate seat in New Hampshire in the primary against Scott Brown? And 9 months in, what about the velocity and the speed in which Trump is doing things? Has he seen anything like it? He's seen the White House up close for years. Back in a moment.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. And there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOOT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, ETHOS, ethos.com/Mike.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Virginia, you just saw that debate tonight. Goodness, that guy's dragging everybody down on the Democratic side in Virginia. And in New Jersey, there's been a shift in politics in New Jersey. The northern portion of New Jersey that used to be big-time Democrat is now more Republican. It's all flipped. So these states are very competitive. I happen to think New Jersey is exceptionally competitive. I think that race is closing very fast. And the candidates, the Democratic candidates for governor in both of those states, they have had very bad debates. They've had bad responses. They're just not putting on a good show.
Matt Towery, the pollster, weighing in. But Chris Nunu, you know the reality. Did you used to be chairman of the National Governors Association?
I wasn't chairman. I was. I was like the RGA. I was not chairman. I was like Judy on the Love Boat. I kept everyone entertained and told them where the great talking points were and brought everyone out for a drink. So I kept all the donors happy.
Is there a chance? Outside Chris Christie, who did it.
Jack has an absolute shot at winning that race.
It's 5 points. Do you believe it?
Oh, absolutely. So a few years ago, he ran. He was 10 points down a few weeks before the race. He lost by barely a point or something like that. He's running this time. I think that's the same flawed polls. I think New Jersey's ending up in Republican hands. It's going to be great.
And the governor is now currently the president and CEO of Airlines for America. But, Governor, your brother, 10 years older, you just informed me.
He's much older and doesn't have nearly as good hair, but he'll make a great senator.
So do you think he's going to go?
I think he's going to do it. I'm not 100% sure.
What made him want to do it when you said you wouldn't, number one?
Well, you know, we grew up in a family, obviously, where there's politicians in my family, right? Everyone knows that. But we were always taught it's service. It's not a career. You don't make a career out of this. So I did. He did some time in Congress and did one term in the U.S. Senate, then left, went to the private sector, made money, took care of his family because it's a service, and he's more of a business guy. He's 60. He's made some money. His kids are out of the house. He wants to serve again. So I think it's great. And if he does it, I think it'll be wonderful, not just for New Hampshire, but for the entire country. I think it'll get people very, very excited. what hasn't been the most competitive race in New Hampshire, where it really should be competitive, will be a coin toss or better for Republicans. And that's a huge win right there.
So you think your brother, bias stated, obviously, is a better candidate than Scott Brown?
Yes. Yes. Look, I love Scott Brown. Scott's a great friend of mine. But, yeah, if my brother were to get in the race, he's definitely has a far better chance of not just winning the race. But, you know, he's from, you know, from New Hampshire, connects with folks. Scott is wonderful, don't get me wrong. But if I had to choose between the two, as much of a temptation it is to give my brother a hard time, because I'm number 7 of 8, he's number 4 of 8, and we like to pick on each other quite a bit. Now, he would be a phenomenal asset to the U.S. Senate. Coming
Any regrets about you not jumping in? Do you ever say, wow, you know, I could have done
this? I love my new job. This Airlines for America thing that I'm doing right now, rebuilding air traffic control, dealing with the government shutdown in a smart, positive way, understanding, yeah, there's, we always say we sacrifice a little bit of speed for a lot of safety, but airplanes are taking off, they're landing. This new team with Brian Bedford at the FAA and Sean Duffy, they're mitigating. We thought the delays would be so much worse right now, but behind the scenes, they don't get much credit for it. But when Burbank, all of a sudden they had no air traffic controllers a couple weeks ago, you know what they did? They mitigated and made sure San Diego was landing those planes. Happened in Nashville. Memphis jumped in and was landing those planes. They're getting really creative behind the scenes, making sure that everyone is safe and the system works.
Okay, but if I want to land in Memphis, I don't want to be in Nashville. If I want to land in
The Memphis controllers were landing you in Nashville. You were landing. They were landing in Nashville on time. Maybe a slight delay here or there, but it was way better.
We can't land, but here's a parachute. Is that what you're saying? All right. So
maybe on some of those smaller airlines, but not the ones I represent.
President Trump, 9 months in, you know, famously we went back and forth, and we didn't think that Trump could actually mount and become the nominee, and he did. And then can he win the general? And he did. And he becomes a president. You were one of the first calls he made because he wants to keep the Senate and expand it. So 9 months in, have you ever seen anything like this?
80 years old, the fastest moving president in history. I mean, you might disagree with what he's doing, but you cannot deny that he's completely shaken up that town.
Engaged,
super transparent. Like, even the liberals in the media love him because he actually says what he's doing. He doesn't hide anything. He's almost overly transparent about it. He owns the good and the bad. He's going hard and fast, and this is the amazing thing. I've kind of gone down to D.C. in the last month or so to start this new job. It's not just him saying no more remote work. The whole town is moving faster. Every association, every lobbyist, all the politicos running the agencies are moving at his pace, and everyone has to keep up. And that's a really healthy thing for this.
But the shutdown is not healthy. How do you see it ending?
6 years ago, the shutdown really ended because there was a gridlock with airlines, right? On January 25th, right here in the Northeast Corridor, there's a huge gridlock. That's not going to happen this time. I think what you're going to see is SNAP benefits at the state level in the next week or so really drive a lot of need for the folks in Washington to come back in and hopefully just pass a clean CR.
He is currently the president and CEO of Airlines for America. Congratulations, Governor Chris Sununu.
You bet, man. Anytime.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. And there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOOT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.